In a world where podcasts have taken over iTunes and Stitcher, one website brings gods of podcasting together for your enjoyment. Podcast Podcast.
It's the podcast nobody's talking about.
Blogging under the influence.
You son of a bitch!
Co-captains.
Let alone great force himself on me.
TV and movie nerds.
Why am I coming home to a guy scratching at the moon?
The last podcaster standing.
Hey, why do you watch fat lady porn?
The Unsocial Network.
You tickle somebody's butthole with your tongue.
Ask an American.
Yeah, we had to kill their fucking swampy masses.
Oh, yeah.
And Garage Cast.
Well,
and
if you lose some weight, that was bedroom a fucking sex wouldn't stress her so much.
Podgods Podcast Network. Find them on the web at podgodsnetwork.com.
Three podcasts in one. The podcast that comes with instructions. Wham, bam, thank you, man.
We are blogging under the influence.
And we are the last podcaster standing.
Good afternoon, you guys.
We're like the hills.
We're stuck on this show.
We don't go away.
We're with you till you die.
Yeah,
where? Sorry, I've got it. No, this vintage 1996 dildo is 8.5 inches long with a girth of 5.25.
Okay, you guys just bumped yourself up on the queer line. Three rounds.
Hello there!
Hello!
Welcome to Ask an American episode...
16.
16!
16! In England, it's now legal to put your knob in it.
Ask an American is
or
now
marry it.
Legal. Yep.
Yep.
But sodomize
it? It still can't have a drink.
It can't have a drink. Can we sodomize it?
I don't actually know. I think it depends what gender it is.
Really?
I think so.
Right, say you just ask an American as a gay man, a gay 16-year-old boy.
I think gay and... I actually have no idea. I know there were some different things, and I don't know if they equalise them now. But, you know, what I would say, fuck it. Anyway.
Yeah, fuck it anyway.
Anyway you please.
So welcome to Ask an American, their podcast that comes with instructions. I'm only saying that because it's true. The instructions may be wrong.
The instructions are always so clear.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the instructions you get on a cheap sort of imported Chinese MP3 player that say, to play the floral music, you must press button repeated.
And it's not even the right... It's the instructions for fucking a laptop and you're getting it for a ladle.
Yeah. And it's a model aeroplane.
So we are the Oddcast Podcast UK.
We are indeed.
I am Adam. And you are...
Going for dead air.
Yeah.
I'm Will.
Will.
John, Will. John, yes, I am Will.
Will. Enough L's in that one. Was it? Yeah. So yeah, and we send some questions off to the amazing podcasters in America.
Some hicks and some geeks.
Geeks and hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that. So you got the... You've got those damn geeks, the last podcast standing, the Muppets.
Indeed.
And you've got those damn hicks.
NASCAR!
The BUI podcast. And they answer these questions. Let's make it clear now.
In a fairly stroppy fashion sometimes.
I think one podcast treats it like fun. Just goes with the question, goes with the flow. Doesn't care if they're getting right or wrong. It doesn't matter. It's only a laugh. But one podcast, you would think their fucking life depends on it.
I wouldn't say it's all of them. Some people are just there for the laugh.
Well, I think they get sucked in because this one person.
Yeah, yeah. It's his attitude. He's just dragging them down with him.
It is. He's really narky. He's moody. He's grumpy.
Damn you, BUI.
He is all the seven dwarfs in one. Touchy-feely.
Doc.
Doc, well, paedophile. Oh, Howard Shipman.
Oh, right, I see where you're coming from. Yeah, yeah. Putting old ladies out of their misery.
Yeah, exactly. In a way, it's doing us a favour.
Yeah. It ain't easy being green. Right.
Yeah, so that's as simple as it sounds.
Yes.
And we're 16 episodes in, so if you jumped in now, it's not...
Well, you'll fucking get the hang of it. It's not really that important
from
anyway.
From now on, it should be even more easier to understand, because there was a thing. I'll take part blame for it, because last podcast standing, we're getting very frustrated with my scoring system and the rules. But I
so we changed it.
So I changed the rules and I changed them again. And they got upset. And I changed them again. Like, granted, I didn't tell them, but...
So what should we do this episode, Adam? Do tell me.
Let's make it clear now. We're going to send these questions. We couldn't give a shit what your fucking answers are. And the points are not going to mean anything. If you want to win it, hey, just fucking say something. If it's right, it's right. It's wrong, it's wrong. Doesn't matter. You're not going to get fucking deported for it or something. You're not going to get a letter from the double-decker bus commissioner to tell you that you're being a cunt.
It's only a game.
Yeah. And it, apparently, it's not a fake game show, because it is a game show. It can't be a fake game show or something like that.
It's a show based around a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we are here to have fun.
Yes, because yes, we are.
We are pod gods.
So let's stop fucking whining and get on with it.
Well, we've got to do a little pod god thing.
Oh, the pod gods bit. Yeah, pod gods is good.
God, you were so like, you should get in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
I want this podcast to be 3 minutes long.
I
want to
hear them.
You don't.
No? Well, I haven't heard them.
We are part of the Pod Gods Network. You can find us at podgodsnetwork.com.
Yes.
There's loads of us on there.
Yeah.
Too many.
All that funny. Conversation.
They're all funny. And, yeah, we'll just help each other out.
Yeah.
So later on, we'll play a little advert out for you guys, but we'll sneak that in somewhere later.
Yeah.
Like, we'll creep it up on you.
Or slip it in like a really talented rapist.
Yes. Like one of those ones you didn't even know come.
Wife's had that issue with me, to be honest.
So, I'm not even going to tell you what the scores are. I couldn't give a shit.
Some against some?
Yeah, it's something to against someone. LPS are...
They're in the lead. They've got a couple in
hand. Or they're drawing. Or they're losing. I don't care. Just be funny. Just go with it. Right. Come on, like last episode I was all grumpy. Now I'm all chilled out and relaxed.
No, you sound well grumpy.
I'm not grumpy at all. I've got a better smile on my face. I've got a cup of tea.
Oh, yep, that does help. Good cup of tea.
Bit hungover from last night.
Oh. Hang on, you only drank the same amount as... No, you had one beer more than me.
No, I had a couple at home before.
Oh.
And I had hardly any food.
Dirty boy. Yeah, bacon sandwiches.
One bacon sarnie. Oh. One.
You're letting yourself down.
It was a ridiculous fucking idea. So, yeah, let's get on with Ask an American. So, who do you want to go first? I don't care who went first last week, so just pick.
All right, we'll go last podcast or standing.
You want to go last podcast or standing first? Right, should we place bets on now whether they're going to moan?
No.
Yeah, because there'd be no point. You'd probably have to pay more money to get money back. So, there we are. Question one with the last podcast or standing.
Welcome to episode 16 of Ask an American. We are the last podcaster standing.
That's correct.
I am the Angry Ginger. To my right is my esteemed colleague,
the Sniper,
TK1.
And to my left is
Tom the Know-It-All.
And on the damn screen,
the Google Goddess.
And we're here to answer some damn questions today.
I haven't had an opportunity to address the fact that I've been gone for the majority of all the episodes, and I've never actually worked with this guy named Will.
Say hi to Will.
Will?
Prestigious Will.
Is that his name?
Prestigious.
Is his name actually Will, or is it Will?
It's Will.
Will.
Is it?
Okay. I don't know if there's an L on it or not. It's like Stephanie's brother talking.
Pretty much.
Whoa, have you heard his brother talk?
No.
His brother?
The L's.
Or hers.
The L thing.
Jesus.
Okay,
you have been gone a while.
So I just wanted to say hi.
Hey!
I'm TK1, Will.
Will.
Happy to have you back. Will. You know, you've been missed from the show. You've only been on, what, twice?
Twice. Well, three times now, because he came back last episode.
Right,
you know
right.
what to say, once, twice, three times a lady.
Really? I was only on one episode?
That's what they say.
I was only on one episode prior to this?
Two. We recorded two back-to-back one time when you were here.
So three episodes total. This would be your fourth.
Wow.
Like I said.
So welcome back. So what do we have to... We have some bitching and complaining to do about
here.
We do?
Yes.
It's not just bitching and complaining. It's setting DUI. Shit straight.
Yeah. Do it.
And apparently the rules are going to be different again by the time this goes out, but fuck it. What's going on is he words a question and offers points for the way it's answered, and we did it correctly, but changed the rules afterwards because he didn't understand himself.
And see, we record usually 2, maybe even 3 weeks before something airs,
yeah.
And the questions usually change, or the rules, according to Adam, usually change 2 or 3 times by the time what we recorded actually airs.
Yes.
I heard they were douches to us. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you could say that.
I think the listeners should decide for us. So, anyways, do we want to go any further? That's just our issue. We wanted to pick and prod.
No, I mean,
the Brit.
Now you've laid out your complaint.
Yes.
Now lay out your solution, because you guys did come up with a solution. You guys talked about what you wanted to have happen. What was important to you guys?
I'm pretty sure saying he can't be consistent has a very simple solution.
Right, but if you don't spell it out,
kill him.
Apparently. It's not going to happen.
Give me a second, as I'm a poor speller.
That was a quick type.
C-O-N-S-I-S-T-E-N-T, Adam. Consistent.
Spelled out.
That means do not change the rules every other episode.
Or after you...
We've recorded.
Yeah, there's been a recording.
Yes.
We'll record this episode. And
or within a recording from Question the Question.
To be clear, BUI, no issue with you. You guys didn't play a hell of a game, but the points were ours. That's all we have to say. Hashtag winners.
It's like veering off the road and yet somehow still landing in a parking spot for them.
For who?
BUI.
Yes.
Hey Tom, you know that this isn't a real game, right? It's not a real competition.
Actually, it is a real game. There's a winner and loser.
Yes.
It just... No real stakes to it.
Points are given.
I saw that on Twitter. Somebody's like, you understand this isn't a real game.
That was BUI.
You understand what real is? Well, it's BUI, so of course they don't understand what real is. Real to them is the state of moonshine and methamphetamine.
Oh, ouch.
Real to them is when Aunt Betty's trailer blows up.
Real to them. It's when the Social Security check doesn't come on time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
A little bit of pee came out there.
Somebody's been watching the Jeff Foxworthy DVDs.
All right. We'll carry this argument on later. Let's get to question one.
Yes, please. Question number one is, name as many Guy Ritchie-directed movies as you can.
Do we get points if they're in order?
Do we get points if they're in order?
No.
Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and change the rules and say we do.
Let's go around the table and see if we can do it in order.
I don't know.
Right. No. Are you ready?
I'm not. It's the two of you.
You and me, Jay?
That's your thing.
The only one I know is Snatch.
Okay, that's number...
Clearly.
That's number...
knows it well.
I hope you're familiar with that.
That's number two. The first one being Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
That was a good movie.
Okay,
Snatch. Swept Away.
It was number three with Madonna.
Then he did a...
that I'm sure he wants to sweep away.
He did a 5 to 10 minute short along with seven other directors for BMW Films.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Drive.
Those.
Called right. The Hire. And right. His was called Star, which starred his, not at the time, but shortly thereafter, his wife Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did, let's see, Long Stock Snatch, Star, Swept Away.
The Diamond movie.
Stop. Stop. Don't do that. You did that last time. You throw a fact of something in there, and it throws me off. Snatch is about a diamond. Snatch was initially titled Diamond, or The Diamond, or something like that.
Okay.
Then after that, it's Revolver.
Yeah, Revolver.
Then with Jason Statham.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's Rock and Rolla.
Yep.
Then after Rock and Rolla, it's Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Sherlock Holmes Games of Shadow,
mm-hmm.
And he is currently set to direct a remake, a television remake.
Uncle?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yep.
Uncle Buck?
So how many is that? Is that 9, 10?
Tell me to count.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. There's Guy Ritchie's...
I'm not even going to know who
all of them.
Guy Ritchie is.
Now, you know, and I seem to think he did a television series at one point, but...
Well, congratulations, Grant. You just earned us between 0 and 20 points. It all depends on how much penis Adam has gotten recently. What's the next question, Steph?
Wait, every time we answer a question, are you going to rag on Adam?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Go.
Question number...
Number two.
Number two.
Ooh, you've made a friend there.
I look forward to hearing him rag on me every single question.
And we'll just deduct fucking points.
Yeah, let's just say, at the beginning of the episode, I gave each podcast 1,000 points. And every time that you rag on me, I deduct 1,000 points.
Except we can't say rag on, because we don't say things like that over here.
No. Rag, if someone said...
Take the piss out of...
No, they don't understand that either.
Well,
if you said get the rag on, it reminds me of a period or something.
Yeah, you know, jam week.
You want the rag, you've got the painters in.
Yeah.
Is that what I mean? I think Tom's got the painters in all the time.
Are you creating vampire tea bags?
He must have a thing for my penis as well, because he's always talking about it.
Yeah, he was fairly obsessed with the old Barker cock.
He was. He was talking about my wet noodle. And today he was asking how much penis I've had. You know, he's asking. He wants to know, mate, just send me a message.
There's a hint of jealousy in there.
You do know Facebook chat.
Yeah.
You know, no one can see what you're writing.
Yeah.
A bit sneaky, you know.
Very
you
nice.
Don't have to do it over the airwaves, it's fine. I'm open to anything.
any pictures you feel you should be emailing Adam, just send them. I don't need to be CC'd.
Yeah, that's right, I'll come to your lily pad one day, Kermit, it's fine. we can all sit there and have a good old time.
Exactly. You'll squeal like Miss Piggy.
So, Guy Ritchie.
Yes, what a cock.
You're not a fan of Guy Ritchie, are you?
I don't like him as a person, he's done a couple of decent films.
What's he done wrong to you?
He's just a bit of a wanker.
Cunt didn't tarmac my drive.
He's just a bit of a toss piece. I don't know. There's an arrogance piece about him that I dislike. And I must admit, like I say, I never watched that fucking shocking, awful, shite thing he did with Madonna, but the one after, Revolver.
Ugh.
What a waste of time that was.
The funny thing about that is he made that film and he tried to explain it, but then if you watch the film... The film doesn't make sense.
No, it's just shy.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm just trying to be clever, you know. He sat there, he just rambled on, trying to explain, like a drunken man.
Yeah.
He's drunk too much, you know, super tenants, and he's trying to explain to you
how... knocking back the cough mixture.
And he
morning.
Was so adamant about it. And then it wasn't until recently, they said, what was Revolver about? And he just went, I ain't got a fucking clue.
Yeah. it was a film of scenes that were loosely clipped together when they realised there wasn't actually a story in there.
Exactly.
But,
it's just a film.
But he was a big enough name off of Lock, Stock, and Snatch.
He wanted to make a more serious crime caper.
Yeah.
But it just turned out...
He's not very good at it.
Jason Statham with hair doesn't work.
He had hair in that, didn't he?
He had long hair.
Yeah.
And Ray Liotta standing in his pants.
He's just looking fat and bloated these days.
With Ray Liotta?
Yeah. Not as bad as Val Kilmer.
Oh, but I saw a film with Val Kilmer in his record Wonderland, and I think that was the last film he was before he got fat. And I think Val Kilmer, the fatter he gets, the worse he gets.
You seen Top Secret?
No.
When he was a young pretty boy. Oh, God, that back in the day, that was fantastic. But you can't look at him, because he can't have been... He must have been well in his early 20s still when he filmed that.
Yeah.
He played this American rock and roll star, Nick Rivers. And you look at the bloke in that, and you look at Val Kilmer now, and you just think... Holy fucking shite.
Who ate Val Kilmer?
who ate Val Kilmer? 75 other people in one sitting is now trying to wear his skin.
Oh, yeah, he's like the bug from Men in Black.
Oh.
He's all stretched and shit. So, Oh, that TK1.
Yes, hello TK1.
He likes you.
Oh, no, that's because I'm a nice bloke.
Oh, he said your name.
None of them like you.
No. Actually, you say that. Steph likes me.
Steph's nice.
I know the ones that don't like me.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't like me.
Yeah.
He hates me.
Why do you reckon that?
He sends me hate mail.
Yeah?
Yeah, he does.
Flaming dog poos and that.
Yeah, exactly. And he FedExed it to me.
Oh, beautiful.
It was white at the time. He got a white dog poo.
Oh, you don't get that these days.
No, because people pick up their poo.
No, it's nothing to do with that.
What is it to do with?
It's because of the additives they used to put in dog food.
They used to put what? Sugar?
I can't remember what it was. No, it wasn't sugar, but it was like a superbly high calcium level or something. I can't completely remember. There was an additive that they don't put in dog food anymore. But when the dog poo just breaks down now, but it used to turn into basically calcium. And that's what it was.
You see what you're doing to us, Mr. Keir? You're making us talk about dog poo because I can't be bothered arguing with you.
I like the way Mr. Keir struggled to spell consistency.
I know.
After harping on about consistency, and the man can't even spell it without Google.
I know he can't spell because I've seen his emails he sent me. And his wife-to-be actually sent me a message saying he can't fucking spell. Literally, that literally. She said, he can't spell. I said, is that his weakness? She went, yes, he can't spell.
I would say that's not just his weakness. He seems to get a little bit uptight about scoring systems.
He does. So, you know, we're going to listen to BUIs and then we're going to have a little scoring system.
Yeah,
and,
but I'm reckoning -3 for that one.
You know, you could be anything from -1,000 to a million points on that one.
Yeah.
Anything.
But let's see how BUI did.
Poor old BUI. They always get forgotten about, didn't they?
God bless them.
Those good old boys. And, you know, they keep getting this piss taken off that they're proper Southern, but they're not.
I look where they are on the map. They're fucking miles
and
away.
And they take the piss out of them, and I feel a bit bad for them because it makes sound like hillbillies. They're not hillbillies at all.
No, they're rednecks.
No, they're not. They're not at all. They're nice boys. They, you know, they're quite well educated. You know, they take the piss out of them. Yeah, of course they are. They're not stupid. They're good old boys. So yeah, let's listen to BUI's answers for number one.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Howdy, y'all.
Hello.
Welcome to the Ask an American podcast.
Woo-wee.
We are blogging under the influence.
And I love my first cousin. Her mouth is my favorite to come in.
We're part of the Pod Gods Network. You can find out on the internets at podgodsnetwork.com.
Do you know how to post videos on Facebook?
In this podcast,
that was 12 seconds.
Us Hoosier because we got a lot of hills in the Hoosier State, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty. Here in the Corn Belt's full of mountains.
What we do is we get these questions from these Brits all the way across the pond.
If you could see his face.
And we are versus a Canadian podcast. It goes by the name of the Last Podcaster Standing. So Adam from the Oddcast Podcast.
So funny.
Has given us 5 questions that we are to answer to the best of our ability.
No. My sister's pussy don't taste good.
About British pop culture. Are y'all ready to answer some questions?
Yes. There's nothing about those limey bastards going to the dentist, is there? Because you know they don't.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
That's what they said on that TV.
I haven't opened that email
yet. I don't know
yet.
What's a dentist.
Come on, Elizabeth. Get my toothpaste so I can brush my tooth.
So, BUI, here's the first question. Name as many Guy Ritchie-directed movies as you can.
Crank 2. Inside Madonna's Vaginal Orifice.
Liar Cake. Snatch.
What did he say?
Spotting.
Right. What was that other one?
Snatch.
No, I don't like snatch. I don't like no snatch.
And just for the record, I'm more ignorant than the rest of these guys.
I'm the ignorantest. I ain't got no teeth on the top. That just is a sign of my ignorance.
You use correct English, so I think I'm more ignorant.
I'm educated.
What the hell's that doodad J-Dub's got in his hand over there?
It's a pocket vagina.
Are you looking for
it looks
the
like
FBI?
A wallet. Is it a wallet?
It's one of them talking picture shows.
I don't believe you ought to be having one of them recording devices in my mobile home. I reckon that's a violation of my civil property.
Kick him out of the trailer, John.
I'd like
kick
to see Phyllis Diller suck your cock.
I tell you, some bitch, no more moonshine for you.
What was the question?
Who is fucking my first cousin's sister today?
You.
Yep, that's how I know she's good enough for the others.
Well, y'all, I reckon we answered quite a few Guy Ritchie-directed movie questions. Let's move along to questions.
Oh, I thought it was Lionel Richie songs. Can we start over?
Oh, fuck me. Oh, that was superb.
Right.
They're just getting so many more points than LPS. They might have said less answers, but they're fucking winning.
I couldn't understand a single word they just said.
I got enough of it to get a gist that they really weren't that interested in the question.
Thought it was Lionel Richie songs.
I love the way that, well, one of them thinks there's a Lionel Richie song called Snatch.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine that? Once, twice, three times a snatch. That doesn't even work.
No, it doesn't work at all. Hello? Is it Snatch you're looking for? Yep.
I can't brush my tooth. Oh, that was fucking brilliant.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So, I think we've decided who is the more in tune podcast that seems to want to have fun.
Well, rather than sit there whining like little froggy bitches.
Mr. Key is nowhere about his whining.
Oh, I know.
Exactly.
He's happy now.
So, well, the question was the Guy Ritchie thing, wasn't it?
It was.
Name some Guy Ritchie movies.
Yep.
You know, go for it.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead. Name some Guy Ritchie movies.
Sherlock 1 and 2, Snatch, Lock, Stock, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Swept
Away with Madonna.
Like I say, not seen it, erase it from my mind, similar with Revolver. Rock and Roller was slightly back closer to form, but quite frankly, it was just more of the same.
The Sherlock movies are alright.
The Sherlock movies are great fun, they're a totally different style of film, but it's the fact that Guy Ritchie, who claims to be a fucking Londoner, wide boy, and you got that fucking scene, and I know I've said about it before, but they're running under, they're running under the halls, and they're right by the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah.
And then they run through this tunnel for approximately 90 seconds, and oh look, fuck me, they're at the top of London Bridge, or Tower Bridge. Now, anyone who's ever been to London will realise that you can't get that fast on the tube, let alone by just fucking jogging.
Do you know that's edited?
Yeah, I know, but you'd think Guy Ritchie, being a bona fide fucking Cockney wide boy, would have at least enough pride not to let that get in there.
So you're saying that in these films that it should all be done in real time, so when someone's having a chase through London, they should all, everyone stop, queue up, get on the tube, and then you're watching someone for 3 minutes.
Don't be a fucking spacker. They didn't have the tube when Sherlock Holmes was about.
All right, awesome carriage.
Yeah. Taxi!
Just imagine, yeah. That's it. So Will wants continuity, he wants real-time movies.
Oh no, it's just I want continuity.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need to see the entire scene, but they could at least have made it clear. But, you know, they literally start on this one exciting scene, and he just comes out there, yeah. Or this little cat, you know, a little sign saying, 5 minutes later. 10 minutes later.
This is why you don't make movies, Will.
Yes.
You should make documentaries, though.
I'm too fucking lazy.
You should make a documentary.
I have no interest.
No?
No, can't be asked.
Interested in anything.
No, not really.
Skyrim's your interest at the moment.
I like beer.
Yeah, that's a good interest.
We went to the comedy night last night, saw the old stand-ups.
Yeah, and do you know what I thought about today?
Go on.
If me and you hadn't gone, I don't think anyone would have laughed.
Yeah, we're the two sitting at the back just laughing like a fucking idiot.
But I actually thought about it. I thought, the people sitting at the front were moody little fuckers.
Well, it's all because they were young and wanted to look cool.
Yeah.
And we're past that point.
We ain't laughing. Laughing to the losers.
Yeah.
But I thought, we were laughing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Plus, we have no shame.
Yeah, I can hear myself laughing.
Yeah.
So I obviously am laughing quite loud. But then I'm not that loud of a laugher.
Yeah. No, you are. You laugh ridiculously loud, as anyone who listens to this shit will attest.
I do apologise. When I looked around, they were just sitting there, like they'd snigger. They go.
the one that really got me was just the mental image of the bloke just talking about goths.
Yeah.
And just saying he loves seeing goths doing normal things and walking through London and just seeing a couple of goths fishing. Oh, what are you using as bait? Feelings of existential guilt and doom. Fucking loved it.
I liked it when the geezer started having to go at the guy with a moustache.
The bloke in the audience had a proper fucking dashing Errol Flynn style moustache, and quite frankly, looked like a bit of a toss piece.
He did look like a bit of a paedophile.
Yeah.
All he needed was them big glasses.
But his missus was fairly hot.
Well, she looked like Marilyn Monroe.
No, she didn't.
She got the hump when someone.
No, it's more of a Bridget Bardot look.
Oh, you fucking picky cunt.
Well, she was kind of upset about it as well. But she was going for the 1950s beauty, but not the Marilyn Monroe one specifically. And she probably gets annoyed when she's aiming at a totally different person. It's like someone who really, really tries to look like Brad Pitt and gets told they look like Johnny Depp.
Well, you think they'd be offended by that?
No, but it's when they model. It's a bad analogy.
It's awful.
All right, let's say I dress like Vivian out of The Young Ones and someone goes, oh, you know, you look just like Rick out of The Young Ones. Totally different character. Not the look I'm aiming for.
Well, no, because Bridget Bardot and Marilyn Monroe were the same era and the same style.
No, but they were different people.
Obviously.
Yeah, well then. But what you're seeing is they look exactly the same, but in her world, they don't. Two individuals.
But everyone...
You might think all Chinese people look the same.
They do.
Is that what you're saying?
They do, and they always look confused.
Well, I do struggle to recognise Jet Li in films.
Which one is it? The small Chinese guy.
it's fine in something like Romeo Must Die, where most of the time he's in the States. But
in
the old ones, it's like, which one's Jet Li? I don't know. Let's find out which one doesn't die at the end of this fight scene.
Which one can fight?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how it works.
Love Jet Li. He's awesome.
Guy Ritchie should put Jet Li in one of his films.
Wow, that'd be amazing.
What's The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. was a fucking sort of spy series. Isn't he doing a remake of that, did I hear?
TK1 apparently says he is. Well done, TK1. We're going to give you 1,000 points for that.
Yep, but BUI get 2,000 because of the funny accents.
And we deduct 500 points for Tom.
Yeah, and he's bitchy whiny.
Just because I thought it felt like it.
Yeah.
So, we named all the films. They named some good films. Well done, yeah. And so, points on that one will be...
negligible.
Yeah.
Round two.
Exactly. It's going to wind Tom up. He's going to be like, how many points did I get? How many? He's going to be choking something, like a chicken or something. Imagine him choking a chicken.
I'm sorry, mate. If you want that, he'll send you photos.
Oh, maybe it's... Oh, did I get a message off him? Oh, yeah, look, he's choking a chicken. Look at that.
Oh, that's not a pretty picture.
No, it's disgusting. But, should we go see whether anyone has anything good to say for question two?
Yeah, let's find out.
Okay, let's go back with the last podcast, isn't it?
Question number two. Dos. A new movie God damn it.
Just power through it. You're good at that. Come on.
Getting a look.
A new movie about a British Prime Minister was recently released. What is the name of the film and who is it about?
Jay, you want to take this
Margaret
one?
Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, look at you. Go, girl. What's the name of it? Wrong. It's
the
called
Iron Lung.
Yeah.
The Iron Lung. Lady.
Oh, there you go.
The Iron Lady. And it is about Margaret Thatcher and it stars Meryl Streep.
Is my ass getting fat? Why, yes, it is.
I don't know why I responded like that. I should have sounded more like the butler.
I'm kind of glad you did, though.
All right. Is there another question?
For number two?
Did we answer the whole question?
Final answer, The Iron Lady, starring none other than Meryl Streep, which is not part of the actual question. He wants to know who's it about, and it's about Margaret Thatcher. Mm-hmm. It's called The Iron Lady, starring Meryl Streep.
And for bonus points, she's going to win the Oscar.
We should get the bonus point for knowing who's
I don't think she will.
Margaret Thatcher.
You think she's going to get the Oscar?
She won a Golden Globe. Golden Globes usually say who's going to win. So,
no, yeah. Bullshit.
She'll win.
Who's she up against?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at the Oscar.
Glenn Close for Albert Noobs?
No.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, so I have no clue.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's a bit of a bugger, isn't it, Adam?
Why is that?
Well, under the new rule structure, I think we decided we have to deduct points for providing unnecessary information.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you not get the memo on the new rules?
Yeah, and you say, whilst you would have got a couple for that, we now have to give you -7.
Oh,
it's a fucker, isn't it?
And
it's a real shame, because they tried so hard.
The other rule that we implemented, which was obvious, if you'd read it...
Every time you say the word Meryl or the word Streep, we have to take another 3 off.
Yep, and every time you talk about getting bonus points, you lose 10.
Yeah. Unless you do it in a redneck accent.
Yeah.
But we'll change that. Yeah, we'll change that next episode, obviously. We can't keep it consistent.
I sent the memo out. I wrote the email.
Yep.
And it was about 7 pages long.
Yes.
It was very long.
And yeah, but that's only because you fell asleep on the keyboard with just the R key held down.
Yeah. And it's sitting...
You sound like a really, really long-winded pirate.
And that email is sitting... in my draft thing, it hasn't sent anything, but it's there.
But they haven't responded.
I know it's there.
They haven't responded.
What? Is it, am I supposed to send it to you? Bloody hell, what's wrong with you? Fucking want everything done for you, didn't you, you fucking Americans? Come and get it yourself.
I love the way I've just noticed this, Adam. You're wearing your Oddcast podcast t-shirt just specially for recording, aren't you?
Hell yeah. Because that's how I roll, man, you know what I mean? You know, I wear Oddcast podcast t-shirts when people can't see them.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to wear it out in public proudly. No, you're only going to wear it when you're just, you know, performing a dirty little secret.
That's it, yeah. Like dressed up as a baby. And Will's not wearing any pants. No. But when I say pants, I mean pants, not trousers.
Actually, I'm not wearing either.
Oh, look at him. He's little chicken out. You'd like Tom to choke your chicken, wouldn't you?
No.
He didn't rag at me in that one. He said he was going to rag at me every question.
He didn't have time.
He didn't, because they answered straight away, didn't they?
Yeah, like, oh, fuck, shit, we moved on.
Is that the question? Well, let's just make it. We're not going to give out questions that easy and that simple anymore.
No, we're changing things, because that was too easy. Yeah. Although it has given them negative points, but what can you do?
I do feel bad. I mean, do you know what? I'm going to give them an extra 7 points.
Yep.
Just because Steph spoke.
Yes, yep.
But Mr. Kia said something, so I'm going to take 5 off again.
Okay.
All right, so...
And then we'll get rid of the 2 just to be even.
Yeah, but then I'm going to add an extra 4.
Yeah, okay. Because of the hidden mystery bonus roll.
Yes, bamboozled round. Where, yes. Because they finally cracked a code that no one knows about.
Yes.
And they got it. So, but they could easily lose that.
Yep.
If I keep talking for the next 5 seconds. Because if I keep talking for the next 5 seconds, they will lose them points. And if they lose them points,
that'll never happen.
Sorry, guys. I mean, you could have had extra points then. But you just lost them, because that's how it works.
Should we see how BUI get on with this one?
I'm actually scared for BUI.
I'm thoroughly looking forward to this.
Like, I feel like I'm stuck in some kind of deliverance fucking scene.
Yeah,
and I don't know what's coming.
It's fun.
Because I'm getting a bit worried that maybe this is their real type cocoon. This is their real self.
I'm kind of hoping that they guess that the Iron Lady is sequel to the Iron Man films, but we'll see.
I have a betting that they don't even know what the fuck's going on. I bet they just say question 2 and then you just talk.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what's going to happen.
Let's find out.
So let's have a look. Let's brace ourselves as well, Will.
I'm girding my loins.
Question number 2.
Have you ever tried to eat like that?
A new movie about British Prime Minister was recently released. What's the name of the film and who is it about?
It's called Thatch, and it's by Guy Ritchie.
It's called I Think I'm Jesus by Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, Margaret Thatcher, I believe, is the correct answer for the...
Oh, and it's called Thatch?
What did he say? Open up a can of snatcherines.
I hope you got that, Adam. That's how we talk here in the South. It's Thatch.
You know, even though we're about far
Margaret
from the
Thatcher.
North... Way north of Mason-Dixon line.
Now, are you fairly confident about that answer,
like,
Mr. Love?
We're pretty far north of that line.
Actually, I have no idea.
No south.
You have no idea.
But I thought it might be funny.
I never did have none of that sexual relations with my first cousin. My daddy said she weren't no
Guy
good.
Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie's mama.
I just noticed my accent is kind of... going into a little bit of Sling Blade.
That's a little bit of northern Arkansas. A little bit of northern Arkansas. With them biscuits and mustard. I like them that way. Well, you shouldn't order to talk to him out of way. Just the boy.
Boy. I love it.
Just the boy.
We'll go with Thatch. I'm still going with Thatcher.
Thatcher?
Thatch.
Thatch.
I'm going with Thatch.
I'm going with Hitter in the Shitter, Volume 8.
It's Snatch, Part 2.
I'll read the question again from Mr. Higgins. I reckon he wasn't paying attention the first time I read it. So, a new movie about a British Prime Minister was recently released. What's the name of the film, and who is it about?
Tony Blair. Could have been Winston.
I reckon that's a hell of an answer.
English Winston Dentist.
Churchill, Blair Witch Project.
It's an oxymoronic film, The English Dentist.
I reckon that's science fiction.
They never did have none of that. You could just suck a cock with your Indian corn teeth.
I reckon we don't really know. We'll let the Canadians
Let's
answer
go
that
with,
question.
No, we're going with Margaret Thatcher is the answer. Now, the name of the movie.
Who cares?
Sure.
He's got AIDS. He fucked Madonna for how many years?
I'll go with Thatch. Directed by Guy Ritchie.
Tyler Durden.
Tony Blair and the Blair Witch Project.
You said you'd say that.
Yeah, you already said that.
When we was going to cut your nuts off, you said you'd say that too.
it's been 96 whatever.
Believe that's 86 you're talking about.
We call that 70 around my house. You just keep on giving it to me and I'll owe you one.
I believe it is Margaret Thatcher is the answer.
All right. Take that as you will, Mr. Barker.
You went into like
deep
like
southern
gentleman,
like Blanche Devereaux's uncle or something,
like slave owner for
on the plantation in Georgia, somewhere in Georgia. Mama, well, piddle dee dee, they do let y'all into this movie theater.
Fucking. I love the concept of Guy Ritchie's Thatch.
That would be an awesome film.
Well, I reckon Madonna's had a go on it. Although he strikes me as the kind of person that will shave it to make it look a lot bigger.
I don't think he's got one.
Yeah, it's possible. Well, a Thatch.
I reckon he's one of those, he was born female.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he's become...
taken enough steroids that his clitoris is properly prominent. And
yes, it's like
that.
A little nubbin.
Yeah, yeah.
A little pink nubbin.
I reckon so.
Thatch.
I love the way, did you?
Starring Jason Statham.
I'm the fucking Iron Lady
Randy. I'm the Iron Lady Randy.
Slag.
Fuck you, miners. Fuck you and your striking cunt bastards. I'll fuck you up. Fuck you, Major. Where's my fucking Dennis? Dennis, where the fuck are you, you cunt?
Did you say Dennis or dentist?
Dentist, yeah.
I love the idea as well of the English dentist being a sci-fi. I see it as more of a horror, but...
Yeah, like a hostel.
Yeah.
Hostel-style horror.
Yeah.
Torture porn, that is.
Oh, hello there. I'm going to remove half of the teeth in your top jaw, half of the teeth in your bottom jaw.
I'm going to touch your teeth. Ah!
You might just feel a little prick.
No, Mr. Key is not in that film. So,
I promise this won't hurt me a bit.
There, so, Mr. Big, when he went all fucking, why am I Mr. Barker?
Well, you just look like you'd like to join me for a nice piece of pie.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I don't give a damn. So, but yeah, The Iron Lady.
Yes.
Is this the sort of film you want to see?
Not even faintly interested.
Couldn't give a fly fuck about it.
Nope. But I wasn't interested in the King's Speech either or anything like that. I was like, oh, I just can't be arsed with it. Or the Queen. It's all
I
around that
send,
sort of
I
thing.
Got the Queen's Speech. And I
no, the King's Speech. I saw the Queen's Speech.
Yeah, that was shit as well. I got the King's Speech in DVD, but I had to keep taking it back because it kept stuttering.
Yeah, yeah, it was it scratched.
Yeah, yeah. I must have been scratched the whole way through.
You'd have to skip it along a scene. And,
yeah, I couldn't deal with it.
Terrible.
Must have been my DVD player or something.
I reckon so.
I couldn't get through.
Your dog ate it.
No, I don't know what he did.
Yeah, it must have been
shit on it. Yeah, but oh, no, it wins loads of Oscars because it's an amazing film. Couldn't give a fuck.
Nope.
But just funny, this is what someone said the other. They said, oh, the other day it was 60 years since they said, oh, the Queen become the Queen.
Yes, it's and coronation.
Like, we're going to celebrate it. It's like,
what's the Diamond Jubilee?
Yeah, you're celebrating the day her dad died. Can you imagine if that was what everyone did?
No, because this is the celebration of the coronation, and
the other day.
Right.
Was the day her dad died.
Sorry,
and they would celebrate it. Oh, 60 years since you become the Queen because her dad died. I was like, I fucking rub it in. It's like every time someone's dad died, way, it was 40 years ago that your dad died.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Cocktail?
Yeah. Would you like a drink? Yeah.
Want a balloon?
Yeah. Georgie.
Yeah. They all float down here.
But Meryl Streep played Margaret Thatcher in this film. And I don't like these Americans playing...
These Americans.
These damn Americans playing
dirty
English
Americans.
People. Because we are quite good. Whenever we send English people out to do American accents, they don't do it. And Hugh Laurie is fucking one for that. He will refuse to do an American accent. He'll pretend to do one, but he sounds English.
Okay.
So, I don't like it when they come over here and do English accents.
They're not doing another series of House. They're doing another film, the last one.
They're doing one more, I think.
That's right. I watched 5 episodes of the first one. I don't think I needed to see another episode after that because you got the formula.
I watched one of them and it was like, oh, what? So he gets a new patient, gets the ump, hits him with his cane, and then...
Yeah, misdiagnoses them, and then just in time saves their life by finding out that they've got this amazingly rare disease. And I tell you what, I wouldn't want to live near that area where he works because it's like living in a soap opera. I mean, what's the murder rate in Albert Square? The crime rate is terrible. Relationships never last.
They're always raping and killing each other and then going for a pint later.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, actually, I might go down there.
Yeah, and no one ever gets caught. And they don't own washing machines, either.
What? Oh, yeah, it's all down the laundrette.
Yeah, who fucking... It's a fucking bunch of students.
Can't afford a washing machine.
And they'll buy their clothes from the market. They don't have an actual shop to buy their clothes from.
I don't have a decent market near me, otherwise I would.
They've got a market in Chelsea Town.
Yeah, you've seen the clothes there.
Hey, look, it's just EastEnders, you won't be moaning.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And the minute you leave Under the Arches, you go to Manchester.
I do get me meat there.
Oh, yeah, meat from the market.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Market meat.
Brian's sausages containing at least a guaranteed 25% pig.
Oh, yeah.
they're almost a sausage sandwich in themselves. It's most of fucking bread.
So, B-U-I...
Oh, yeah, with some answers.
With Thatch. I love Thatch.
And, Guy Ritchie's Thatch.
I really want to see Guy Ritchie's Thatch.
Well, after Tom Kears sent you a photo of his...
I'm just going to pretend that's what it is. I'm going to say, oh, thanks for sending that. But Mr. Kear, he had his bachelor party the other day.
Really?
Yeah, and he got absolutely hammered, apparently. If you listen to the last podcast of Standing, I think it's episode 57 or 8, I can't remember.
Ooh, did he have a second beer?
He had a white wine spritz and a baby sham. And he got slaughtered on his face.
I was out in Amsterdam on a stag do at the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you're going to hear. That's enough. And I think by his grin on his face, it's a lot better than anybody ever realised.
I was a good boy. I was well behaved. But the sheer fucking volume of alcohol was ridiculously obscene.
Well, Saturday, Charlotte's having... We're having an all-day Charlotte, my girlfriend.
Yeah, but I ain't drinking with the old boy.
Oh, you're not, are you?
No.
I'm going to be fucking slaughtered bowling.
Yeah.
We're going to start out bowling, and then we're going to get absolutely hammered, and I'm going to watch some football, and then I'm going to get so fucking drunk, I'm going to drink myself sober.
Okay.
But I've done that before. Yeah. Times.
Yeah, no, you see, my drinking days are now pretty much done. The wife's a bit too close to dropping the sprog, so I'm stepping back from that.
It's my job, though, it's connected to something. If it fell out, it'd just
swing. It's like a yo-yo.
It would swing like a big testicle.
No, it's like one of those safety ropes you get, you know, with the safety harness when you're sort of climbing an abseiling wall.
It's all like a budget! Okay, well...
round three?
Yeah, so points for that round.
Yeah, well done.
50 points for BUI and minus 15 for last podcast standard because they didn't read the rules.
Plus the 2, minus the 7 with the deductions of 3 and yeah, that was some.
Well, they didn't read the rules. BUI obviously read the rules because they did everything we asked. They burped, so they got bonus points.
They didn't mention Meryl Streep.
They didn't talk about it. They said Guy Ritchie, which was one of the code word for that one question.
Thatch.
And they spoke it in a certain language that only certain people could understand. So they get extra points for that, so yeah.
Yeah. Do you mean certain accent? Because that was the language was still English.
No, dude. If you listen to a little bit, go back because you rewound it. It's like you want me to get you move that fat. So you know, bonus points and that. So it's all in the memo. You know, the memo that I never sent out to people. It's obvious.
Well, at least they fucking went to the effort of reading it.
Exactly. Or at least using it as Rizzler.
Yeah. So look,
have a smoke. So before we move on. We are going to play out an advert for one of these pod gods things.
Yeah, go on.
Because we thought, why not? So, have a listen to this and then join us back after this quick ad.
Hello, welcome to GarageCast. Fuck you and fuck everybody out there. I've quit smoking and I really don't give a fuck about nobody. Oh, you look so cute with the little boy pants.
You just call me cute?
Betty White was hot.
She still is.
It's wintertime. You need the hair on your ass.
I'm not that old. You're so old, dude. It's like fucking baby powder coming out.
It don't
out.
Matter. It still feels good to me.
Nice.
My neighbor over there, he makes $200,000 a year. Why can't I make $200,000? I should have everything he has. I live in America.
I failed the eye step. All 4 times.
And we're putting on a podcast?
Fuck yes, dude.
What are they going to get us for? Talking about pocket pussies?
Yeah, dude. That's fucking terrorist shit right there. What if we pack a pocket pussy full of plastic with explosives and...
It'd be the best nut you ever got off. Hummer.
Oh, look at what just fell out of my pants. It was a big fat cock. So we're GarageCast, and you can check us on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, and you can email us, garagecast@yahoo.com.
Are you going to listen to them?
Oh, definitely.
You fucking liar.
Yes. But you'll do it, so that's all right. We can say at least 50% of our broadcasting team.
Yes, or 75%.
I'm fatter than you.
Really?
I reckon I'm getting there.
I'm pushing 18 stone, old boy.
I'm about 18 stone.
Really? Oh, you fat cunt.
I might be. I never even weighed myself, to be fair.
There's some scales upstairs. We'll figure this one out for later.
18 stone. 36 stone of idiot.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's the way I pulled my wife. I said I might only have a 3-inch cock, but I got plenty to ram it in with. Round three.
We're calling them rounds now, are we?
Question three?
Yeah.
They're going to be. The thing is, with the way we're doing things, how many of these are actually questions?
Well, that's what we're.
These are rounds.
I like to make them more exciting. So yeah. Some of them, they're not even questions. They're just. No. Speak. They just speak for 10 minutes.
And that's what we got coming up now. We can't call it a question.
No, next one.
Oh, next one is a question. Oh, it's a series of questions.
I can't remember.
Oh, well, let's just fucking play.
Fucking confusing me. All right, let's go back to the last podcast standing and see if they're still sucking each other off.
Idris Elba recently won Best Actor in a Drama at the Golden Globes. But what was the name of the TV show he won for?
Ghost Rider 2.
Funny you should ask, because they did a marathon last weekend on BBC, and it's called Luther. It's about a homicide detective. He's got his own demons. So he hunts down the serial killer of the century.
Don't they all?
Yeah, it's... No,
they're either drunk
It's
or
incredibly formulaic with regards crack. To plotline, mm-hmm. but he's an awesome actor. It's a great
He came from The Wire,
show.
Yes.
Did he come from The Wire? I mean, he was
the
on The Wire.
That, like,
that he was
to American audiences.
He's pretty talented. He can handle that while he's balancing.
Oh my
the
God.
Motion throws
it's,
you
yeah,
off.
It, really?
It kind of wobbles.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, but he also was Heimdall in Thor.
Right.
And then didn't you bring up some
Losers, The Office, our version, not your version.
Yeah. I never saw him on The Office.
It's been a couple
Adam, times. You have to stop asking movie and TV show related questions. I'm getting sick of these guys pulling out their penises and measuring them on the table.
It's lovely.
I quite enjoy it, thanks.
He's got length, I've got girth.
Like
right.
Tuna can.
Mm-hmm.
Roll of quarters.
No, tuna can.
Yeah. It's more like a tuna can.
A Campbell soup can.
No, tuna can. All right. About that long and about that big around.
That's pleasant.
Like a wide stack of buttons. Question four.
Oh my God.
Worst joke ever.
Right. I'm not saying that we're the funniest people in the world, but if you're going to make poor jokes like that, it's not welcome on this podcast.
Here's a joke. Why are there 4 D's in Edward Woodward?
Why?
Otherwise it'd be Ewa Woowa.
What's ET short for?
He's only got little legs.
Exactly. Mr. Kia.
How do you make a hormone? Stick a rusty fucking chainsaw up a gun.
I was going to say, don't pay her.
No.
Did you hear that balancing joke about The Wire?
It was ropey.
Yes! That's the kind of shit you get on this podcast. That's it. High five that. Fucking yeah. That's brilliant. That's it. That's it. We're done for the podcast. We can't top that.
You can go home now.
That's it. That's fucking brilliant. But Mr. Gear, don't try and be funny. I think you've got your niche, which is moaning. It's not being funny. So I think that's as simple as that, really. Isn't it? Really?
Must be.
It's no point sending a fucking dyslexic person to go and play Countdown because it's not going to work, is it? You know, leave them sitting in the fucking room.
You can have such good fun. The dyslexic Countdown would be brilliant. Just seeing what they come up with.
Well, they say, "What's this conundrum?" They just say, "What's that?"
Yeah, that is a word.
No, they would actually get it because they'd read it the wrong way round. That's actually right.
You reckon?
Dyslexic people say they can't read it because what happens, the words move around and they read it around.
So you're saying if you actually write
like
words,
an anagram,
jumbled, it's going to be
word,
all right.
They'd probably just see it as the word and you'd be like, that's not what it's spelled like. It don't matter. That's what it says.
So what you're saying is we could assist people with dyslexia at school just by taking all the textbooks and randomly scrambling the words, because then they'll be able to read it fine.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Let's propose that.
We all know dyslexia is a made up disease.
Yep. No, actually, I disagree. I'm a member of DNA.
What's that?
The National Dyslexics Association.
Oh,
dyslexic jokes. God bless them.
You're such a dickhead.
You hear about the dyslexic devil worshipper?
No.
Sold his soul to Santa. The dyslexic pimp.
Yep. Bought a warehouse.
Yep. The dyslexic agnostic insomniac.
Stayed awake all night wondering if there really was a dog.
Good man.
Nice. See, there we go. See, Mr. Kia, that's how you do jokes. They've got to be funny. Or at least half-hearted funny.
Or in shit taste.
Yeah. But I'm actually going to, before you take any of them answers, I'm deducting 50 points for that bad joke. Like,
yeah,
you said.
That's fine.
So I'm sorry, 50 points on there. But Idris Elba, you don't even know he is here.
No, this round left me cold.
Well, he won a Golden Globe, which means he's important.
Ooh.
And he's English.
Okay.
Black guy from The Wire. He's going to be in Ghost Rider 2. Have you even seen Ghost Rider 1?
How many black guys were there in The Wire? I seem to recall fucking billions of them. That doesn't narrow it down.
They're all black. But it was
oh, you know that, like, that Oriental guy in, like, the fucking martial arts film we watched the other day?
You know, Into the Dragon?
The French guy in La Haine.
Oh, La Haine's an awesome film. Have you seen it?
But they're all French.
Do you not like French?
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I think it's a great film.
Well, why are you wearing a t-shirt that says, I fucking hate French?
That's just one of my favourite t-shirts.
I hate the French.
I don't mind the French. They understand cheese. They do reasonably good wine, although I reckon the New World produces better wines, but they're good cooks. You know, could use some more deodorant now.
They're a bit touchy-feely, aren't they?
No, that was just the paedophile French bloke that you grew up with. I've not noticed the French touchy-feely.
Is France Nicolas Sarkozy?
Sarkozy's the Prime Minister of France, yeah.
Nicolas Sarkastic. Yeah?
Yeah, if you like. His missus is hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's really small, isn't he?
Carla Bruni.
He's like the French Tom Cruise.
Well, she's very tall as well, but you will find she wears flat shoes and he wears some quite thick soles, and but they're almost the same height, but he's still
really.
He's a tiny little bloke.
He's like a midget. There's even midget looking at him going, mate, come on.
Do you know what I mean? Stare down at
him. Yeah. Mate, I'm fucking bigger than you. I'll do you. So, TPO, see that? LPS there.
Yes.
Having fun with that question.
Indeed.
Being really funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that sometimes they have a go at Steph a bit too much?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
I think they do. I think Steph needs to be a bit more vocal towards them.
Oh, she needs to speak up more. But I would say that they're just, it's just nice playful banter.
The problem Steph
And she does open herself up to it. And to a lot of other things, from the sound of things.
She's got to shut her legs, I'm telling
but,
you.
But, you know, just going, oh, snatch. that one I know. Shit like that. She really doesn't help herself.
But if she's got the bad call, because she ends up, because she's on Skype, they can just mute her. If they don't work,
and that's what it is.
She goes to talk and they just go, mute. And they're like, no thank you. You know, shut your face. And your legs.
In fact, she doesn't stop talking at all. It's just now and again they put the sound on.
Yeah, that's why she forgets all the else. No. So,
right, shall we see what our redneck friends have got to say?
I have no idea what to expect.
These guys. Well, I reckon it looks like they're doing their best to keep the accents up. All.
Do you think they could do it the whole episode?
I reckon there's a question later on that might make a bit of a mockery of that, but I'm looking forward to seeing how they play it.
Oh, okay, let's see if Mr. Mick has actually turned in to fucking Blanche Dubois.
Help! Help! Hey, Mr. Herbert, I've gone there!
Actually, I was thinking more Penelope Pitstop there, wasn't I?
That was a bit Penelope Pitstop, wasn't it? Wacky racist, what a load of shit that was.
It was, it was almost as bad as Stop the Pigeon. Actually, Stop the Pigeon was better. The pigeon.
It was a catch the pigeon.
Yeah.
Catch that pigeon.
Catch the pigeon.
And they never did get that pigeon.
No, they didn't. That pigeon, I would have just fucking loved to see him get that pigeon.
Yeah,
just
I want that
once.
One episode, the last one.
Yeah.
And Muttley eat it.
Yeah. Muttley chew part of it up and shit on its corpse.
Yeah, I wanted to see that one.
And the dick dastardly rapes Muttley and gives him a medal.
He looked like a paedophile.
Fucking right.
With that hat. What was underneath that hat?
Another hat.
A fucking small child.
No, I just love it. I just love it. Remember that? There was another hat. I had a PE teacher.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
That helps.
Yes. He was quite good. No, sorry. but when it was in winter, he wore shorts all year round. But we actually noticed in winter when it got cold, he'd put on a second pair of shorts over the top of the first one.
What the fuck?
No idea.
Did he have a boner every time, though?
Yeah, probably.
Never trust a man wearing shorts if they're not going in the sea.
Or it's not incredibly hot.
When is it ever hot in this country?
It was over 30 degrees in the summer. The points.
Was it?
Yeah.
Where was I?
I have no fucking
idea. Indoors.
Yeah.
Recording the podcast.
Watching football.
I'm one sort of person, though, when it is really, really sunny.
Oh, I stay inside.
I stay indoors. Just look out and go, oh, isn't it nice out there? But I'm like, I don't get it. It's too hot.
Right. Be you either.
Yeah, let's see what they're up to.
Idris Elba.
What is this? Oh, this is one of those terrorists in England.
Hey, let my subtitle order step in for a minute. Read this to you in normal English. Idris Elba.
Terrorist.
Recently won Best Actor in a drama at the Golden Globes. Well, what was the name of the TV show he won for?
I, Barack Obama, Terrorist.
Did you see he just won for? I believe
Globes.
It's an American show, since it was the Golden Globes.
Law and Order. One of the Law and Orders.
SVU. Idris Elba.
That is the stupidest name.
I reckon that's a male's name.
I don't know.
Idris Bashir used to be the safety for the Colts before they drafted Mike Doss.
True.
Sorry.
Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, talk to us
that
about
almost
getting
came
out of character.
My fucking nose.
Yeah, I know. Talk to us about getting out of character.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Canadians are fucking dumb. We are your buffer for the bean burritos getting into your country. Freeze you, chili choking pepper belly!
Yeah, what movie was that from?
Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke.
Yep.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Idris Elba recently won a Best Actor in a drama at the Golden Globes. What was the name of the TV show? I'm mixing up my ass.
I know, it's like you're all over the
how
place.
How about...
I'm a British hillbilly.
I was thinking, too, it's like, wow.
It's getting hard to concentrate.
That's Scottish,
a
isn't it?
No, I believe
it's crap.
It's crap. It's not Scottish.
Let's have some haggis.
Did he star in the Lifetime film Face Down on the Pillow? My memoirs with Michael Jackson and Conrad Murphy.
I know. I reckon I don't know who Idris Elba is.
He's a child molester.
Oh.
He is a registered sex offender.
Just a good old boy.
Never doing no wrong. He'll beat all you ever saw. Been running from the law since the day he was born.
Flattening the hill.
Going flattening the hill. Going straight to the curse. The devil might get him, but it's unlikely that Daisy Duke will ever give him herpes.
Catherine Bach.
She was a hottie. She had like 17-foot legs.
Yes.
I'd like to see her at labia.
She looked good in a pair of Danny Dukes.
I'd like to see her naked. Vulva. I want to pierce her vulva.
Kind of a regional term for those of you that don't know.
Well, you know, if she's good enough for both her cousins and Uncle Jesse, she's fit to fuck.
We don't have an answer for this question, do we?
Idris Elba.
I don't recognize
The Office.
I recognize the name.
Ricky Gervais.
The Office.
Office.
Well, Golden Globes isn't just an American thing. It's a
terrorist.
It's a
terrorist organization.
Yeah.
I believe he's a British actor.
Apparently there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I was just going to say.
You got to watch a lot of those British actors will have an
ulterior motive.
Yeah, they'll lose their accent to fool us to make us think that they're American.
Because they want to be.
Madonna went back.
Because they want to speak English.
She's an idiot.
Idris Elba.
Johnny Depp. Paris is so much better.
That's cheating.
No cheating, Henry. No cheating.
That's we have honor. We may be Hicks, but we're Hicks.
Now, if we were like them Canadians, we could just pause the show and come back with another answer.
Sure, but none of us know what a dick tastes like.
I reckon they did that in episode 13.
Man, for some reason, I think that you should have a mint julep in your hand when you're in, like, at Kentucky
Derby. And a
great
giant
big
hat.
White fucking hat.
Exactly. With some kind of, like, racist epitaph on it.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Why not? Like a big white hat with lawn jockeys all around it.
With the lantern, holding lanterns.
Yeah. Canadian lawn jockeys, though.
You reckon they,
okay,
they got hockey sticks?
Up their asses.
Did we ever come up, we said NCIS, are we sticking with that?
NCIS,
let's just get on with it.
No.
No.
Idris Bashir, Ultra Boy.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. The guy. Office. No, he's not in that.
They didn't win any fucking Golden Globes. The only thing that I know won a Golden Globe was Modern Family. That's the only thing I've heard anything about.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Ed O'Neill. That's what Ed O'Neill changed his name to, is Idris Elba.
I think...
Idris Elba.
Yeah, he converted to Muslim. Yeah.
I think The Wire won something, but I've never even fucking seen that show. I think it's on one of the
channels.
The Wire.
Yeah, let's go with The Wire.
Let's go with Are You There Yet, Chelsea?
Okay, let's go with that.
Are You There Yet?
Have you watched that?
No, I've heard it's horrible.
Oh, that is fucking awesome, dude.
Pate said it's horrible.
Oh, really? Somebody with a name like Pate? Goose liver? Ground up goose liver.
He talked about that on episode 2 of TV and Movie Nerds, which you can find on the podcast. Right.
He probably likes that fucking retarded show, Big Bang Theory.
You know what? The Pod Gods Network.
What's going to be funny is those Canadians that are listening to us will probably think, like, at the beginning of the show, they'll think, man, they really tamed down their hickiness, and then towards the end of the show, like, oh, that's more like it.
Get old Alex Trebek on us. It's S-words, you twit.
Like, man, they were trying to talk like us at the beginning.
I'll take Swords 4,000, please, Alex. It's S-words. And
okay, we don't have to. We need to come up with an answer. Just throw the one.
I think that fucking war horse, but that was a movie. I think that won something.
And this was a actual...
Yeah, it's a TV show.
TV show.
I think it was Let's All Snort at Grandma Bath Salts.
I had a dream about that last night, oddly enough.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Bath salts. Weird, but I
little public service announcement.
Yeah. Take it from a guy.
It from somebody that everybody made be the guinea pig.
All right, since I only know two shows that won anything...
The Wire.
Based on... what I've heard from other podcasts on the network, Modern Family and Modern Family, I know he's not in that because I know the actors in that.
Wire.
We'll go
with
how about
Wire.
Family Guy?
Let's go with The Wire.
Which, coincidentally, our moderator's chin looks very much like Peter Griffin's bullsack chin.
Yeah.
You're funny because you're dumb.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Lois! And it's funny because your Lois has red hair also.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd never made
the parallels. And she was a gym teacher also.
I have no idea.
I lost track. Was there an answer in there?
I just heard a lot of racist abuse to Idris Elba. Apparently he's a terrorist along with Barack Obama.
Did you call him Barack Obama?
I meant Obama, but yeah. But I remember when Barack Obama was going to become president and they were talking to some hillbillies and they were like, so what do you think about Barack Obama becoming maybe your first black president? And they turned around and they said, I don't like his name because it sounds like Osama. Obama, Osama, they must be from the same family. Apparently he's a Muslim.
Yeah.
And he's going to bomb the country.
Well, you know, all those Mohammeds, they're the same family.
They are, aren't they? Yeah. Muhammad Ali. No one had to go at him.
No one fucking dared.
You can do it now. You won't do something. He ain't going to get you now, is he? Do you even know what Elba is?
No.
Oh, yeah, I said that before.
Who's Albert? You actually said Albert Elba there.
Albert Alba?
Fuck knows. Alba, that's the budget range of electronics that Argos do, isn't it?
Yeah, they're shit.
Yeah, that's...
But I say that. They're not that shit, because I've got a nice little iPod dock off them.
Some of the stuff's good, some of the stuff's ropey as shit.
Ropey.
Ropey.
We're going back to that bad joke that Kia made.
I like the word.
Ropey.
Yeah.
Back in ropey. Yeah, so, Idris Elba, he's in a show called Luther. You ever seen it?
No.
I've never seen it.
That's the thing you clean your back with in the shower, isn't it?
Luther.
Yeah.
Luther.
Can you spell Luther.
That? Can you spell that, Mr. Keir? Can you?
Luther.
No, he'd have to say, oh, hang on, I have to write this down and spell it out for you. Fucking L-O-S-E-R. Loser. There you go, it's his middle name.
Luther.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, Luther, he won a Golden Globe, which is pointless. The Golden Globes are really pointless in America.
Globes are really pointless everywhere.
Yeah, but they're like the really pointless ones, because what they are, they're literally just people who go, right, I want to sit in the same room as Angelina Jolie. Can we nominate her for something? They go, no, because she's been dead for 5 years.
What?
She ain't been, no, she's not really dead.
I was going to say, that's fucking breaking news. Angelina Jolie died 5 fucking years ago. That explains some of her recent performances.
Oh, she's been used like a puppet.
She's got Brad's hand right up there.
It's got her arm right up there.
Up to the pit.
That's why she's really skinny as well.
What, because she's had her organs ceremonially removed?
Well, because the minute you take his hand there, it just falls out.
Well, she hasn't eaten in 5 years.
I like Angelina Jolie, she's alright.
She was very hot back in the day, but she's just, well, she's getting on a bit these days.
All them kids she's having.
Yeah, well, they're all adopted, though.
Yeah, but she still sticks them up there and pushes them out.
Fuck.
The things these Hollywood people do, eh?
Yeah. I thought hamster enemas were bad enough.
But the Golden Globes are pointless. They're really pointless. And that's why...
To do a Kia joke, yes, they're pointless. They're spherical.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Fucking dickhead. Who was I calling a dickhead then? You or him?
Yes.
Yeah, see? But, yeah, no, they're really a pointless award ceremony because people, they have one for musical and comedy or drama. And you're like, yeah? And like, this one best film. And you're like, what for? And like, musical or comedy. How many musicals come out in a year? How many?
I don't know. I've never counted.
Is that your new job now?
But South Park the movie never won it. And that was definitely the best musical out in its year.
They should get it every year.
Yeah, to be honest.
They should say, I will give it this year.
I should be
in charge of the rules of the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I could just change them every
day. That would keep it nice and consistent.
They're sitting there and say, oh, Angelina Jolie is she's going to win Best Actress Award. And I say, no, let's give it to Meryl Streep for Thatch.
So yes.
It's not even a real film. So don't matter. It doesn't matter. We're going to make it anyway. So when she turns up, she's going to get an award for a film she didn't even star in.
Yes. You could get someone playing Meryl Streep playing Margaret Thatcher.
Or we can just make it up.
Get Jason Statham to play Meryl Streep.
Playing acting, Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
In Thatch.
Yeah.
There you go. So I think we already spoke about that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have been all confident
about
that.
No, we've already sort of covered that, but we haven't said about specifically Jason Statham playing it. I was expanding. Yeah, specifically.
Specifically, yeah. Yeah. So, he won it for Luther.
He did.
Golden Globes.
Yep.
And it showed that I don't
very
even
clean watch. Back.
He's just ill, just Elvis sitting in a bath for 16 minutes cleaning himself.
Yeah. Right.
A concept devised by Mr. Kia.
What are we on to? Are we on four now?
Yeah, points for that one?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to give him that many?
Yeah.
But we're going to deduct a few.
However many fingers I'm holding up.
Yeah! Fucking brilliant. Yeah, so if you got that, that's the score so far. So at the moment, the scores lie. BUI have this many. And yep. Last podcast saying they have this
that
many.
That many.
So
no, it's that many.
Oh, sorry, I was ready to warm my band.
Yeah.
That's okay. But can we take 10 off on theirs though?
Off of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries.
But can we put 15 on them because I think they deserve a few more.
Oh yeah, but then Kia's gonna get all narky about it. You know, we've kept it quite clear so far.
Yeah, I think it's simple.
Yeah.
Are you everyone following that?
Yeah, I think everyone here
well,
is.
I don't see any complaints. So
he's left the room so he can't answer.
Yeah, because he had the calculator.
Yeah.
He was tapping him with his paws.
Yes.
So it's all up there. So, should we go into question four?
Yes.
This one's quite a funny one, if I remember rightly. And what are you picking your nose for?
Because it was itchy. That wasn't picking. There was no, like, snot extraction. I just had an itch on the inside of the nostril.
Well, technically, you are picking your nose, because that is what it would be.
No, that was a scratch.
You are scratching your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Question forward, last podcast to stand.
Question four.
So true.
Below are a list of towns and cities that may exist in Britain. You must decide which ones are a real place in Britain and which ones are made up. The first town is Bobbingsworth.
Real.
First of all, I would like to quick answer the second half of this question. They are all made up.
Until they were made
by
real.
Somebody.
Yep. Some of them, some yep. of them are real. Some of them aren't. They've all been made up.
Yes.
Either.
So it should have been which ones are real and which ones are false.
Sure. They've all been made up because they've either been made up into a town or they've been made up as an answer for this question.
Yeah.
Some stranger didn't just walk into a village that was already there that said a sign, "Welcome to Bobbingsworth." No. He said, "I'm going to name this town Bobbingsworth." Then, there, at that moment, it was made up.
Either that or Adam made up the name as an answer to this question.
True.
Since he also neglected to say what how he's going to assign points for this question, I assume he will be assigning points for each half of the question, seeing as how he likes to differentiate between halves of questions.
Okay.
Ah.
What's the two halves?
A whole.
Which ones are real and which ones are made up?
Half-half-whole. Half-half-whole.
We apologize for interrupting this diatribe, but that's so wrong.
England, we've never done this before.
No, we haven't.
We've never done this before.
But this one, first, this is talking shite.
Yeah.
Most places in England weren't named what they're currently called. So the names weren't made up. But they were generally named after something, but that's changed. So you look at York, for example.
Okay.
The Viking city of Jurevich, which I believe was called something else before that. Most places have had their names changed. So to say they made it up, you look at Ramsden,
yep,
which is a place nearby us, that actually wasn't called Ramsden originally, but it probably came from a different derivation. So it will be Rames. Actually, it could be Den, but okay. It's changed over the years as pronunciations have changed. I don't believe Billericay, for example,
was called Billericay back in the day.
Yeah, because there's no fucking way. It's just so I don't think it was made up.
So what you're trying to say? They're saying that everything was made up. At one point, someone walked into Bobbinsworth and went, "I'm going to name this Bobbinsworth." There, it was made up. That's what he just said.
That's right.
And you're saying he's wrong.
Yep. That's how they work in the States. Most places, they went, "I'm going to name this bit New Amsterdam because it's a bit like Amsterdam and we're Dutch."
and there's a lot
but of Amsterdam, they didn't go way back when, "We're going to call this, what should we call it? Let's call it Amsterdam." It just became known as that settlement.
Okay.
So, there we go.
You do know he's going to argue this, saying, "But it was made up because it was called something else, and you've changed the name, so you've made up a new name." That's what he's going to say.
New Amsterdam became New York.
Yep.
New York is named after York. York, they didn't get there and just say, "Let's call this place York." In fact, they called it something else. They called it, it was Jurevich or something. It was started with an E, not a Y.
It could get really
done something different.
It could get really bad because they could end up saying, "But somebody had to have made it up from the beginning."
Oh, someone maybe made up a different name, but the point I'm making is we have history.
Okay, so it's evolved.
Yeah, should we let him carry on?
Yeah, sorry about that, LPS, but we really needed to get that in there.
Yeah, just had to get it off my chest.
And just to let you know, the points about two halves, there wasn't two halves to that question.
Yeah.
Just fucking answer the fucking thing and shut up. So, yeah.
Carry on.
So, Bobbingsworth, real or not?
Bobbingsworth, I say, is real.
Bobbingsworth, I will say, is, I'll say, yeah.
Go real.
Yeah.
The second one is Gaze Suckerford.
I'm going to say false.
That's the village where Adam was born.
Is that in Essex? Resides. Is that in Essex?
It's just outside Essex. It's just a little village. It's got like four houses and a veterinarian clinic.
And a gay brothel?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that's false.
It's just the gay bar he likes to frequent.
Wait, we have to all agree to the answer, correct?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah,
we don't know the fucking rules. Changes all the time. All
right, let's do a community answer for Bobbingsworth, the first one.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so yes on Bobbingsworth. Gaze Suckerford. I'm going to say
yes.
Oh, my God. Are you really?
Oh, come on.
It's got to be.
Think about that. It is Britain.
Yeah.
I was going to say, here in America, if there was a Gaze Suckerford, they'd make us change the name. Recently, Beaners had to be changed to Bigby's because they felt it offended the Mexicans.
Which was a coffee establishment here in America.
Kind of like Starbucks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a regional thing for us.
And something else happened recently where there had to be a name change. Was it school?
Yes.
What was it?
Their mascot.
Okay.
If you listen to episode 57 of the last podcast or standing, you'll find out a little bit more about that.
Can't believe you're going to remember that. We just did it.
Yeah.
Last week. You're right.
Yeah.
And wasn't that 56?
No, we haven't done it yet, but he's going to do it. So I was insinuating that we already done it.
What?
I've totally lost.
You're the only one.
You ever seen Spaceballs?
You're at now. When is now? Soon. How
so
soon?
What is our answer for Gase Suckerford?
No.
Sure.
Okay, sure. Great. The next one is Piss Walton.
Off.
That's just his neighbor.
Well, what does piss mean? Piss means drunk, right?
Yes.
Or angry.
Sure.
It means piss or angry. Piss means, drunk or angry.
Drunk.
Okay, yeah. I remember being in seventh grade, and we were on a school retreat in Canada, and this guy came up to me, and he's like, I'm so pissed. Can I get a cigarette?
To a seventh grader?
Yeah. He was drunk.
Well,
he,
you were probably fully bearded
I'm so pissed. Can I get a fag?
I was just going to say, can you imagine what that would sound like in Britain?
That's what he said. That is what he said.
Did he?
My dad looked at him like, because my dad was one of the chaperones.
Right.
Oh.
My dad had no clue what the guy was talking about. All he knew is that he was talking.
But he was smart enough to take him in the back alley.
Oh, my God. All right. So we'll kill that story. Yeah.
So yes or no?
Piss Walton, I'm going to say no.
Okay, no.
We just kind of kowtow to what Grant says.
He's the one that watches PBS and BBC 1 and 4.
That doesn't mean I'm right.
It's all on you, Grant.
Yeah.
All on you.
Great.
You get the whipping if you're wrong. So, no.
Wait, who on BUI usually gets the whipping?
They all do.
From us. Yeah, but who on their show whips another person on their show? They probably like each other. That's probably the difference between their show and our show, isn't it?
That is probably a difference. We hate everybody.
No, I mean we hate each other.
And everybody
and they
else.
Love, yes. They love each other.
Oh. You mean love each other.
We're getting far in this episode. Yeah. All right.
They live in the hills of Indiana.
Piss Walton. I'm going to say no. I mean.
That's my guess.
Okay.
Okay. Next one is, not sure how to pronounce that, Adcox Green. I'm going to say that's real.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
I think it's real.
Yeah.
Sounds real. Or Adcox Green.
Real. Next one.
Afloth. Say no.
I can't see how that's real, so I'm going to say no.
Fake.
Spell it.
I think.
A-S-S-L-O-S-S.
I say it's real.
Really? Afloth?
Say it with a British accent.
Well, think of some of the.
I'm going down to Afloth, right?
Yeah. Think of some of the.
That's kind of Australian.
Right here in Michigan. We have Climax, Michigan.
Yes.
Hell. We have Hell, Michigan.
Yep.
Put her
in a rear.
We don't quite have that one.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, well, honey.
Yeah, but Aslan.
One in Rome.
Oh, that's just...
It's the only time British I've ever people, seen my more, wife run.
At least English people, they're more refined. Aslan, really?
More refined.
Refined.
Ass.
You know, that's their tag log on BBC. It's BBC America, we speak English. That's their promo for every commercial, every show that they air.
I think Blimey would argue with that.
What, did they speak
Didn't
English?
Didn't he say that we speak English better than they speak English? No, he says, yeah, our dialect is actually more proper than what is common over there.
When you replace the T with an F, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I think what's happening here.
I knocked my thief out.
Please, sir, may I have some more? I think I'm hungry. I mean, come on. Yeah, right? All right.
You just got me so hard.
You want me to talk like this? I just say, Jason.
I'm so uncomfortable. Shut up. Go to the next one. It's not the accent.
Well, we didn't agree or disagree on Aslos.
We never do.
I'm going to go with no on my part.
Yeah, I think it's fake.
All right, let's go with no.
Majority rules, no.
All right.
Next one is cunning.
Come on, Seth, get that key in there.
Cunningham Woolwich. Say these words. Cunningham Woolwich.
Well done on the
Why don't you just say it slower? Say it slower.
Cunningham Woolwich.
Thank you. I'll
Can
be
you
able
just
to cut
say
that.
The first word again?
You want me to do the syllables?
No, she already said it slow enough. I'll be able to cut it.
Okay.
For me personally, I think that to me, for whatever reason, initially, my first reaction was, no, it's fake, but the more I hear it,
yeah. It's got to be real.
I think it's real.
Yeah. I'm going to go with real.
Sure. We're probably being conned into this one. It's, one of those. It sounds like it's real and it's really not, but oh well.
Yeah, this is a toss-up.
We've already established it is made up.
This is a real toss-up.
Shut up.
That's what that is.
Shut up.
It's a fucking toss-up. Get fucking in a fucking betting bag. That's what you do.
All right.
So next one, Steph.
All right.
Badger's Mount, which I think that's real, too.
Badger's Mount. See, I can see that. The way it's spelled.
Yeah.
It spells like Badgers and Mount, but.
I'm going to go with that.
A lot of raping going on in that town.
A lot of badger
raping.
A lot of
badger raping.
Yeah. Honey badger don't give a shit. So that's all of them, right, Steph?
Honey,
right.
I think I'm going to go out and get me a fucking badger.
So just in case. So just in case Adam and Wu can't figure it out, we'll help them here. We decided which ones are real places, and, as the question says, and we also decided which ones were made up.
Yes.
Just as the question says.
Just to be clear, though, we also believe that all of them were made up at some point in time. And and after they were made up, they became real.
If they became
some of them
real.
Became real.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Covered all of fucking asses. Loss.
Yep. On to the next question.
Well, now. You have been to any of them places? No, but I can't believe you left off one of my favorite locations in the United Kingdom.
And this one, it actually exists, yeah?
Yeah. Is the charming town of Fingringhoe.
Is that where you found your girlfriend? I didn't say your wife. You've had girlfriends before?
Not many.
No, you're right. You've had a lot of boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And just general, you know, glory hole meetings.
Glory hole meetings. That sounds interesting. I want to go to a glory hole meeting. What entails in a glory hole meeting?
You'll find out.
Come to my glory hole meeting. Is that a conference call?
Yeah, yeah. Very similar, you know, a lot of pricks on the other side.
LBS there, trying to learn a lot about English culture there, with the places that exist and some of them that don't exist.
Indeed, although I do have to say, you were right with your usage of the term piss to an extent, but piss originally is to urinate.
Yeah.
And therefore to get pissed. Actually, I don't really know why getting pissed is has come from the term to urinate. Maybe it's just because you piss a lot, but we generally use...
Maybe.
You can use any term to say how wasted you were the previous night.
Yeah.
So really pissed is one thing, but, you know, I was trolleyed, I was battered, hammered. I was hammered, but you could say I was daffodilled last night. Oh, yeah, I was fucking walnutted.
Oh, I was fucking tamponed.
Yeah, yeah. I was fucking pewter tankered. Actually, that sounds a bit Cockney rhyming slang, like.
Yeah, you could work out ways of doing
that. Yeah, I was well pewter tankered last night.
But you use piss a lot. You say, you know, I got pissed last night.
Yeah.
I'm taking the piss out of you.
Yep.
Or but I'm taking really the pissed
mickey,
off.
Well, you know, taking the mickey and taking the piss, because taking the mickey was to micurate, is to piss. So taking the mickey is taking the micuration.
Okay.
Which is taking the piss.
There you go. See, so you learn something every day.
It's an education.
You are Mr. Fucking Education.
Yes.
You are.
It's like I know it all.
You are. It's like an epiphany. You are Mr. Know It All. If only we knew someone like that.
Oh, if only.
If only. Because that we've sure as hell know there's
some
person.
I think there might be someone.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's find out what the BUI boys have to say.
Yeah, I think they're going to fucking ace this one.
Yeah, I reckon so.
They are clever motherfuckers.
They are seriously
the way they talk is brilliant.
They're sophisticated. That's what it's the veneer of sophistication they're bringing to this.
That's it. So yeah, let's see how the BUIs are getting on.
Belong to question number 4. Below are a list of towns and cities that may exist in Britain. You must decide which ones are the real place in Britain and which ones are made up.
Birmingham.
I've got a list of, like, looks like 30. 7 different...
Okay, let's go.
...potential names here. Some are real, some are fake. So yeah, I'll read one, and you tell me if it's real this. Or fake.
Okay, the first one's real.
Bobbingsworth.
No.
Wait, either it's in Maine or it's in England.
Bobbingsworth.
About 50 cents. What's a Henway?
Real or fake, guys?
No.
Fake. Fake. Okay.
The semen that penetrated Tom Brady's mother's ovaries. Bobbingsworth.
All right, the second one. The first one, what we're going with, not real.
You need that, though.
The second one. Gays Suckerford.
Yes.
Gays Suckerford.
Yeah, probably too funny to...
Yeah, we've had too many
Axel
yeses. We're going to have to go with yes.
Yes.
Axel Roseville.
We'll go with real on that. Number 3, Piss Walton.
Nah.
Piss Walton.
Wasn't that Bill Walton's little brother?
Yeah. Didn't he play for the Pacers for like...
That was his boy.
Half a season?
That was his boy. Bill Walton played for the Lakers.
What? Henry David.
Piss Walton. Is that a real place or a fake place?
I'm sure. Okay. I'd say yes. I'd say yes. It's in Arkansas.
No,
I'm going to say no.
No. Okay, we're going
with
no. It's
in New Wales.
So I go with no as well. Acocks Green.
Oh, yeah.
Acocks Green.
That's right next to Norda Beacocks Green.
Those British people like their cock.
Yeah, it's one word, though, like A-C-O-C-K-S Green. Acocks Green.
Yeah, we say yes.
Yeah.
Or I don't know how they pronounce that in Britain, like a cox.
The British are second only to Canadians in dick sucking.
All right, last one. Ass loss.
Yes.
Oss loss.
Yep. Yes.
Somewhere in the south.
Yes.
Because the A's and O's make the same fucking noise in Britain. Oss loss. That's real? Okay. Yeah.
You'd have to
put next one. This one's got to be fake. Cunningham Woolwich.
Yeah, I'd say.
Cunningham Woolwich.
I'd like that. Yeah. I wonder what that town smells
I've
like.
I've got a summer home there.
What do you think? It's a fishing town.
Yeah, it's a small fishing village.
It's a fishing village. There's seagulls flying around everywhere.
The smell of tuna is just unbelievable.
Look at that dead fish.
We can't believe this one, man.
Yeah, Cunningham, we're going with small.
Is that your pussy, or did you open up a can of rotten tuna?
Yeah, we're going
you
with
Canadian
no.
whore.
No, that's not a real place. Oh, Cunningham Woolwich, no. If it is, Adam, I want a T-shirt or a poster or something sent over here.
I want a real estate listing.
My mom went to Cunningwich Village.
Yeah. Woolwich.
Or Cunningwich Hollow.
Woolwich.
That'd be awesome. Cunningwich Hollow.
They would say Cunningham Woolwich. Cunningham.
Come put a finger in Cunningwich Hollow.
Cunningwich Acres.
Yeah.
Cunningham.
Cunninghamwich.
Cunningham
Worcestershire witch.
They sell those at Arby's.
It's good mood food.
All right, last one, Badger's Mount.
Three.
That is in Arkansas. Guaranteed that is in Arkansas.
I'll go with Badger's Mount is real.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say that is the city in Arkansas. Yeah. And I think it's like 10 miles away from Pig's Knuckle.
Pig's Knuckle.
And Horse Trough or whatever.
Enjoying your nuts there, Will?
Fuck yeah, I love my nuts.
Yeah, sitting there crunching your nuts.
I've got a big old bowl of walnuts here.
Big old Chumley walnuts.
They're my mum's nuts.
Your mum's nuts?
Yeah.
It's from a fucking
the walnut tree in her garden.
Oh, I thought you were doing like innuendos and shit.
No.
I don't think it works when you're actually staring at the walnuts.
No, there's a fucking in the bowl. Massive bowl of walnuts.
There's no innuendo there. No. Your point there, I'm saying, I've got walnuts here.
Yeah.
I'm touching my nuts.
Yes.
It sounds like the draw for the FA Cup first round.
And that's the sound my mum's nuts make.
Your mum's a nutcracker. So, But what happened there? What is that?
Get that fluff away. Off my jumper. I'm not wearing any trousers.
I've got
fluff all over the place.
His fucking jumper's molting. So, BUI there. Aced that. They knew everything, didn't they?
Oh, perfect.
They might have got them all right or wrong because I couldn't understand them.
No.
So
I'll just read out the answers.
So I'm going to, because you actually don't know these.
No.
So I made up a few and then there are some real ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go through them and then you tell me whether you think they're right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Bobbinsworth.
Bobbinsworth sounds well plausible.
Yeah? You think it's a real place?
Yeah, why not?
It is, and it's only down the road.
All right.
I only put it down there because I remembered it, because it sounds so fucking gay.
Yeah, to be honest, it's just... doesn't sound anything unusual.
I just picture people running through the fields in lederhosen and going, "Get them to Barbinsburg."
The thing is, there's a series of piddles as well, piddle under Y and stuff like that, I'm sure, that could have gone on as well.
But then again, Barbinsworth's not as gay as Gay Suckerford.
Gay Suckerford. Again, it's plausible because when you've got a fingering hoe, you could certainly have it. And this is what I compare things against.
Yeah.
But I know the way you work these things, and you normally do one real, one fake, one real, one fake, because you always forget that you're doing exactly the same thing when you lay out your questions. Well, so I reckon it's fake.
No, but down on this list,
okay,
I haven't got it in that order. I've just got them in a certain order.
Okay.
So I can fucking mix up now.
Oh, go crazy.
I'm going to fucking... Oh, I'm changing rules.
All right. But that one's fake.
Yeah, Gay Suckerford is fake. Can you imagine a place called Gay Suckerford?
Yes.
They would have changed the name by now.
Maybe.
Unless it... I would have called it Brighton.
Might be proud of it. It might bring in the tourists.
The gay tourists?
Yes.
Kia, get your ass over here. Gay Suckerford's waiting for you.
Get your ass stretched over here.
I think... Well, saying that, I think Steph would like Gay Suckerford.
Oh, you know.
She could put a tash on, you know. She'd come here. You know, they might not even know, might not even realise.
Well, you know, she just bends over and keeps her sort of legs together. They might not notice that there's tackle hanging. Might notice there's no tackle hanging down. I know what I meant.
But then again, if someone's doing, a bloke's doing another bloke up the arse, does it really matter whether the other person's got a cock? Because it's just an arse to them.
Let me ask you the same question. If you're giving someone some anal...
Right, okay.
Does it make a difference to you whether or not there's tackle hanging down?
Yeah, because I like to reach around and touch the boobs.
Oh, right, I thought you... I thought you were going a different direction there, mate.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay, next one is Piss Walton.
Piss Walton?
Piss Walton.
If it did exist, because there was a Grope Cunt Street in London, by the way, which is now Threadneedle.
Grope Cunt Street?
Yep, that's where all of the prostitutes were.
What, Jack Ripper days?
Yeah, around that sort of, you know, early London, there was a Grope Cunt Street, which I believe turned to Threadneedle, which is kind of a lot less innuendo-filled, but still pushing something through a hole.
Yeah, I have a needle.
But Piss Walton, I don't reckon, would still exist, so no.
No, you're right, it's not a real place.
It's too sweary.
It is a bit too sweary. Yeah. Well, it's just piss, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, because it's piss and everything. Now,
but if it was P-Y-S-S or something...
No, it's Piss Walton. Well, I made it up, so... It's, oh, fair enough. It's like I could lie and say, Piss on the Walton.
Yeah.
Acox Green.
Acox Green? Well, I know of a Cocksty Green, so I'll go yeah.
Yep, Acox Green, don't know where it is. Assloss. A-S-S. Ass.
Yep.
Loss. L-O-S-S.
Missing Donkey. Over here. Yeah, why not?
That would be what it is. In the old days, that's what it was called.
Well, yeah, to be honest, like I say, it was Arsloss over here. But yeah, I think it's plausible.
Yeah, I think that's up in Scotland somewhere.
Okay.
Arsloss. And it sounds like Scottish. Arsloss!
Eh?
Got a fucking Arsloss!
It doesn't sound very well. Chef, come over here from Arsloss.
Nah, it doesn't work, so yeah. Badger's Mount.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, do they realise that Americans realise that a badger could be used as the same as she's got a nice badger on her?
Really?
Yeah, I've heard people say that for vagina.
Really?
Like beaver. They used beaver, didn't they?
I've heard the term growling at the badger as a term for cunnilingus, but...
yeah, that's what I mean.
I've never heard someone say, oh, she's got a nice badger on her, unless she's carrying a badger.
A badger. Yeah. Have you ever seen a real badger?
Yes.
Yeah?
I've seen loads of dead ones. I've only seen live ones a couple
never
of times.
Never seen a real badger.
Well, dead or alive.
No.
Oh, fucking hell.
Not even in a zoo.
Jesus Christ. You drive through Billericay every day in the spring, you will see dead badgers. Always by the roadside.
I always see dead stuff in the road, but I never take much notice. I just try and swerve out of the way, so I miss it. If this is America, I'd stop and pick it up.
Yep.
And eat it.
Yep.
Because Joe, from the sniper from the last podcast standing, come out of the closet as a hillbilly in one of these episodes where he eats squirrel.
Nothing. Apparently, squirrels are very tasty because they've got the brains. They're tiny, aren't they? Well, you need 1.5 squirrels to a decent sized portion.
You stick them on a skewer.
You can do. There's a butcher down Dorset Way, I think it is, that apparently does a roaring trade in squirrel pasties, and I'd love to try that.
Squirrel pasty.
Yeah. But then you got my mate Stan. He found a dead deer at
Check Stan.
Yeah. Yeah. My checkmate.
Checkmate.
Yep. Nice. he found a dead deer.
Was she all right?
No, it was dead.
She was dead.
But he slung her... What sort of fucking question's that?
I was going somewhere with it.
You were, but it didn't work.
The minute I said it, I was like, there is no going.
I said old
it's
dear.
It's a dead end. Yeah, old dear. That's in my head. Yeah. I was going.
But he found it, slung it in the back of the van, butchered it in his garage, and tell you what, I made quite a nice venison casserole on New Year's Day out of the back of that.
You sure it was actually a deer and he wasn't just on the fucking rapist path?
I bring you some meat.
Yeah, you did what you like. Why has this meat got a bracelet on?
It's very good meat.
Why has this meat got
You eat the meat.
Do not touch the vagina. And the last one was...
I wear the skin.
Yeah. Oh, end game. Cunterton Woolwich. Woolwich.
Woolwich, thank you.
But I said Woolwich because I was reading.
Pronouncing it like an American.
Woolwich!
Yes.
Yeah, Woolwich. Cunderton Woolwich.
Nah, no way.
It's actually a real place. It's where the people come back from when they fight in Iraq.
Okay, I didn't know that.
That was a joke, not really.
That was Wootton Bassett.
Yeah, exactly.
You fucker. Well, the thing is,
Cunderton Woolwich.
I would have heard of it because you've got the Scunthorpe problem. Which is where a lot of email filters, particularly I mean, Scunthorpe Borough Council, never used to receive emails.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been called the Scunthorpe problem if there'd been a fucking Cunterton Woolwich.
There you go.
Yeah.
So,
rational, logical reasoning.
Scunthorpe.
Indeed.
So there you go. Points on that one.
Yes.
Just going to give 500 points to both podcasts there.
Yep.
But I'm then going to deduct 5% of that 500 and then add a 17.2%
right.
on the remaining that I'm going to give them in a second.
Yeah.
Divide it by 7.
Yeah.
Add 20. Take away 2.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 15. And then...
Don't forget to multiply it by the number I'm thinking of.
Yep, just done that.
Yep.
And then I'm going to add a number. Yep, done that as well. So, there you go.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's...
Divide by pi and you're done.
See what? It's fucking close, this round. This fucking thingy. I mean, I wonder what they're going to do for the last round.
God knows.
Who can win this one?
Who can say?
So, yeah, let's go back to the last podcast standing and see if Tom's been shot yet for being a dick.
I think we need to ease up on him a little bit.
Just this episode.
Right, we'll be nice next time.
I'm allowed to. He fucking goes on at me all the time. I'm allowed to have a go at him back. He knows I don't mean it. He sends me pictures of his penis.
Yes, he does.
So it's fine. It's all right. His wife-to-be was texting me, like, tweeting me saying... Why does he keep sending me pictures of your penis? I said, I'm sorry, I don't ask for them.
Yeah, but can you get him a phone with a decent zoom?
Why is he doing long shots? That's not. That was a closer. Yeah, so let's go into the final round.
Let's do this, bitch.
We have last podcast to stand.
Question number 5.
I thought we were done.
Oh my God,
is the
me?
Improv round.
Oh!
Time to get creative once more.
See, like I said, question 5, creative.
You must now each do an... What?
You need to learn how to power through things. I mean, you need to learn how to power through these questions.
She has. Have you ever heard of about all of her old boyfriends?
Why do you think I changed my question?
No. They powered through her.
Even through the tears, she could say, I love you. Come on, let's light this fart on fire. Let's go.
You must now each do an impression of these famous people. That means each member must pick a person to impersonate. Everyone plays.
All righty, let's do this.
The people are Prince Charles, Amy Childs, Elton John, Jason Statham, and since there's 4 or 5 of us, Simon Cowell. Oh, I picked the chick.
Wow. That's just too easy.
Good luck with that.
You could be Elton John as well.
Same difference, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I think I should be Simon Cowell because he's the biggest douchebag on the list.
No argument from us.
And you're the biggest douchebag on the show.
I'm going to do... I'll do Jason Statham.
Do him good.
I'm going to do him right in the butt, mm-hmm. just like I was in Transporter 3.
Oh.
The gayest movie
ever. Don't get me started on that fucking movie.
He got done in the butt in Transporter.
No, but there's this scene that is so fucking uncomfortable to watch.
Jason and I were sitting...
They were holding hands.
We actually moved away from each other. We like could feel the gayness covering us.
That movie was so gay. I remember.
Oh my
Jason
God.
And I were sitting next to each other,
and it was a scene between a guy and a girl.
And we got
really?
Out. Yes, we got up, and we actually moved a chair apart. It was so awful.
Oh my God,
very uncomfortable.
I would have got closer and held his hand,
dude. It couldn't have been any further.
So that leaves Prince Charles and.
Elton John. I'm Elton John.
Prince Charles.
Prince Charles.
I can't even say my own name.
That's good.
Prince Charles will be acted from the Queen.
Okay, now what do we have to do?
We have to converse for 60 seconds.
Somebody have a timer?
Oh, for real?
I got one.
Really? I don't want to fucking do this. This is gay. Who fucking runs this show? This is the gayest thing.
Grant, the answer to your question is nobody.
You think I'm fucking gay? This is the gayest thing I've ever done.
Go.
That's a lie.
Welcome to Ask an American Question 5. I am Prince Charles.
Yeah, see, that's not going to cut it. You're not doing it right.
I've got
that was bloody fucking terrible.
I was just kicked in the balls on my way here. I was out riding polo horses.
That's convenient because what I've got is I've got a message here that I've got to pick up your polo balls and transport them.
They're in my pants! Why, Elton, your laugh has changed.
Your accent makes me want to go home and shoot myself.
Sorry, Simon.
I was like, Tom, what the hell are you talking about?
I don't know if he was Tom or Simon.
That's the problem I just had. I was like, he gave up that easy? But he's fucking being Simon.
I thought he was Tom. What about you, child? What have you to say for yourself? Apparently not much.
Now that there was a quality snort.
Wait, he fucking throws in a southern accent.
Oh my god.
So listen, I'm here to transport your snort.
Shut up.
There's a pig on the loose.
I'll get that pig.
Elton, can you sing us a song about the pig right now?
Hold on, Rocket Man.
Jason, you realize Prince Charles is the guy, right? First of all. Or did you change the rules? Are you doing the queen? Are you doing the queen?
He sounds like the queen. That's the problem.
That's all I can do.
Jesus, he's got tears rolling down his face. Look at him. His fucking one eye's trying to escape his head.
It's under loose.
Okay, we've gone 2 minutes.
That's way too many minutes. I don't even know.
Okay. Should we do it over?
No.
It's twice the points, right?
We should just let Jason talk and then get all the points for creativity.
There it is.
Because you know Adam likes to give those points, too.
And he's got a hard-on for Jason.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Wait. You know what we should do?
No.
We should just come up with something really stupid. Maybe we'll get the points.
We just did.
Yeah, I don't know where you were.
Fair enough.
I squirted it as Amy Childs.
All right. You squirted as Amy Childs?
Snorted.
Oh.
Okay. Might squirt to Amy Childs.
So I suppose that is the end of Ask an American.
Oh.
You can find us at thelastpodcasterstanding.com and at lastpodstanding on Twitter. And like you said, that is it for this week. Say goodnight, Steph.
Good night, Steph.
Fucking brilliant.
I have to say, Kia's just redeemed himself.
That his Simon Cowell.
And
was
Google
super.
Goddess. Google Goddess. What a genius. She just did a pig impression for Amy Charles.
It was, I'm going to transport your snort.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, that was fucking.
I really enjoyed that.
I do love the fact that they didn't actually realise Tom was actually doing an impression. They thought he was just talking.
Just the sort of thing he'd say.
So, that was fucking amazing.
That was seriously good.
That was a very impressive last round.
I think I need to know. I need to hear BUI because I need to know if they can be that.
Well, do you think they're going to have to change their accent?
I have no idea what they're going
to
do.
I'm a little bit worried.
I need to hear it.
Okay, right. So let's go to the final.
Let's go straight in.
BUI's final go at this podcast.
Yeah, all right.
What about Freedom and
now
yeah.
The tough ones. Let's go. We've been gearing up.
All right. Howdy, y'all. Welcome to question number 5.
Wow, that was a combination of Appalachia and Wales.
Allegheny.
Allegheny.
Y'all, this is an improv round. Time to get creative.
Okay, no problem.
Now you must each do an impression of these famous people, which means each member must pick a pair of person to impersonate. Wow, we didn't anticipate that. I didn't read that earlier.
So that's all right. We can do this.
How cute is that?
Oh,
John, you can imitate me
I can't
doing
do them
somebody
all.
Else, can't you?
There's five. Yeah, prove which one of us it was.
That's right.
We have people to impersonate here. Prince Charles.
I like to fuck me mommy.
Amy Childs. Elton John. Jason Statham. And since there are more than four recording, Simon Cowell.
What a faggot. I refuse to do that fucking cocksucker's
mouth.
Well,
you already got Jason Statham.
You refuse
well.
To do Simon Cowell.
You got
good
the,
for you. You
got I refuse to do it to that cocksucker's mouth.
Oh, where are you going? God damn it, Henry.
I gotta pee.
Oh, we're in the middle of fucking recording. Hurry up.
He
hurry
works
up.
For...
That's what I'm talking about. Like the
his rectum is his god.
You pee out of your rectum?
And Adam's going to say, I reckon you fucked off on some piss.
On occasion, I do. But
yeah. Depends on how drunk I was. I'd drink her bathwater.
That's yeah, gross. My nephew, we had a family gathering out at my parents' house, and we were all kind of sitting outside, and one of the dogs came up and like squatted Keystone down and peed, and my nephew and my niece and you know there's family around, and one of them said something about look at that dog peeing, and my nephew says yeah it pees out its butt. And my other little cousin's like, what? And he's like, yeah, girls. And he's like, it's a girl dog. It pees out of its butt. All girls pee out their butt. And my niece is just like, she's like, you know, freshman in high school, just like, oh, my God.
Last night when I masturbated. Thank you, sir. I had to take her to the potty. And so when she got down, I was like, I got pissed too. And she's like, that's
got like one.
Is there any more chlamydias?
It's okay. All right, so we each have to pick one of these people to impersonate.
Can I do the? No, I
want to be Elton John.
No, you're Jason Statham.
You're Jason Statham. You already called him.
I'm going to take Amy Child.
I wanted to do her.
Can I be Elton?
Shut up.
Damn it. You already did it. You beat me to it.
Can.
He kind of mumbles.
Can I pick Elton John?
Yeah,
I want to do an impersonation of Elton John going down on Jason Statham.
Yeah, no.
What are you, Charlie?
You didn't forget that?
Oh, it's... why did Prince Star cross the road? Because she wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Who wants to do that?
Why did Princess Diane cross the road? Because she wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the windshield wasn't strong enough. Hey!
But, now, who was the other one? We got Prince
Mother
Charles,
Teresa.
Chick from Essex, Jason Statham, Elton John.
And Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
What a faggot.
I'll do Simon Cowell. This sucks.
I'm sure you would. Your sucking
right,
sucks.
We got to go, Norton.
This is the worst head ever.
Okay, go.
All right. So who's got the Prince Charles?
Hello!
Prince Albert.
Do you have him in a can?
Hello, I'm in a can.
We's got to do one.
I'll do,
that's the rule.
I'll do it.
So.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
All right, so I've written Henry a script, Scott a script for this.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, for Prince Charles.
Okay.
The joke I just told you.
Oh.
Boom.
Okay.
And remember, you kind of got to grovel.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. All right, Prince
ready?
Charles.
Why did my ex-wife cross the road? Because she wasn't wearing a seatbelt. That's so terrible. Hang on, let me try it again.
Okay.
Hang on.
Slow down. He talks slow.
Real slow. Real slow.
Like retarded.
Say Princess Diana.
Princess Diana. Okay, Prince.
Dirty Diana.
Shh.
Why? No, I like calling her my ex-wife.
Okay.
Why did?
Would you shut up?
Were they divorced?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What?
Okay. All right.
What did my? Why did my ex-wife cross the road?
Why?
Because her pussy stunk so bad she had to get away from us.
That's true, but that's not the reason why.
Because she's from Australia, apparently.
Because she was not wearing...
Start over.
This time, no pressure, buddy.
Hey, I know. I'm about ready to bust out the hello and just say...
This time you're happy to do it. Take your top off. And action.
Why did my ex-wife cross the road?
Hopefully there was a semi coming.
Because she was not wearing a seatbelt.
Who are you?
I'm done. That's
and,
what
and
I am.
And that was Prince Charles. And now we have Amy Childs. I will do that.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm TV Gold. Shut up.
I'm TV Gold.
You better follow me on Twitter.
What did she say?
Shut up. Shut up!
I hope you get on the Andy Winehouse diet.
TV, go! Shut up!
That was good. I almost thought that whoever that you were imitating was here.
All right, the next one is Elton John.
That was you.
No. Ah. That would be... Damn. Either Jason or Henry.
I can handle Elton John. Sure. Just give me a cue.
Rock All right, go ahead.
Okay, Rock man. Man. Burning down the streets of everything.
No. You got to be
rolling
British.
Like thunder under the covers.
Yes, that's why they call it the blues.
All right, Jason, go ahead. It's your time to shine, man.
That Madonna is just a princess bitch. She doesn't deserve the fame.
All right. I'll take that.
Fireball.
I'll take that.
Sound like a diva to me.
All right, and Tyson will grace us with his Jason Statham impression.
Did you hear my impression?
Either you tell me where this bloody shot is going to be hot, or I'll comb your fucking lenses from your mother's skull.
All right. That may be the best yet.
Poor Richie. Arr.
All right, and Henry, that leaves you with Simon Cowell.
That was the worst performance I have ever seen. I threw up a little bit in my mouth. Did it taste anything?
Threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Did it taste anything like me cum, Simon?
Was that good enough? No,
good. All right, we'll take it.
Can I do Elton John second, Jason Statham?
Yeah.
I'm a method actor.
Scott, goddammit, pull your pants up. This is a family show.
This is Brokeback Mountain. This is Brokeback RV. And this time you're doing it topless and action. Who's topless?
All right, thank y'all for tuning in.
250 pounds of love.
Thank y'all for tuning in to the Ask an American podcast that we have been blogging under the influence.
Canadians fucking suck.
You can find us on the Pod Gods Network at podgodsnetwork.com
/Prometheus
under the heading of BUI. My name is Mick.
This is Hank Williams III. Damn.
Oh, it's my turn. This is Scott.
Henry Higgins.
Hello.
Okay,
goodbye.
We hate you, Jesus.
BUI. They never let you down. Once again, they didn't read the fucking challenge.
They just did impressions.
They were respectable. I must admit, the fucking Jason Statham one, although sounding like it was a very long way away.
I think they were in a different room when he said that.
Fuck knows.
I gotta just hear him.
But it was like, I gotta fucking get you, you cunt.
Yeah, it was a bit scary.
Yeah.
I feel like I should just give him the points.
I think you should get an action man. You know the action man dolls, when you pull the cord on the back and they say something?
G.I. Joe for you Americans.
Yeah, that's the fucker. That was Action Force.
No, G.I. Joe was the
action man. The Action Force, not Action Man. Action Man was substantially larger.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe was Action Force, wasn't it?
I think G.I. Joe was... In America, but we called it Action Man over here.
No, we called it Action Force over here.
So who the fuck is Action Man?
Action Man was the one with the real grip hands and the eagle eyes and shit. I'm just talking about some sort of charms toy when you pull the string at the back and it speaks. And I'm just saying, if you recorded that Statham impression, put it in a child's toy, it would be the most fucking freaky thing in the world.
Patent that idea, Will. And we will fucking do it.
Well, do we own the clip? I think we do, don't we?
I don't think they remember doing it.
No, that's fair enough. Hence the under the influence.
Yeah,
because there was never any clear idea in the past that might be the case.
Hey, don't start picking up on what's clear and what's not.
Yeah,
fairly it's not point. That kind of podcast.
Yeah, certainly the scoring is pretty much crystal this time, though.
So, I think we're bang on with the scoring. It's fucking tight. So
on that final round, I do think the points have to go in the favour, though, of... Last podcast standing, didn't they?
Tom
fucking redeemed himself
great
on that round.
Fucking Simon. Can you do any of them impressions of the people? Could you do an Amy Charles impression.
Well, I would say my Prince Charles would be that's an awful carbuncle up there.
I said Amy Childs, but... Oh, did you?
I thought I heard Prince Charles.
I was like, I've never...
Shut up!
Oh, that's Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Prince Charles would be like, my mother, she killed my wife.
Why? Why? Why won't she die and make me king?
Mother, can you tell my wife that she doesn't know to go out with the guy who owns Harrods?
Something along those lines.
Something like that.
Okay.
Who else? Amy Charles asked Steve West. Shut up! Stevie Gold, shut up! We won BAFTA. What's a BAFTA?
I have no idea who she is.
So. She's nothing. Well, she's a nice girl. She's just not.
I don't care.
Towie is... No Way's Essex is the equivalent to Geordie Shore.
Cunting fucking move on. Fuck it.
Jersey Shore. Who else did we say? Jason Statham.
He's a bit of a geezer. He always speaks slow and slow. Where's my fucking art? Who's got my fucking art, you cunt? I'm fucking creep, you fucking muppet cunt, well, bastard. I said knock him out. Don't touch him up.
That's... Lockstock. No, no.
Was that not him? That wasn't Statham, was it?
That's in Dog Soldiers.
No, it's not. It's in when the back says, of the fuck. No, it's in the back of the van in Lockstock.
Yes, it is, yeah. With Rob Ryan.
Fucking hate traffic wars.
That's it, yeah. That's it, yeah. No, I'm thinking of Dog Soldiers, you know, when the geezer's got his fucking intestines hanging out.
I have seen it. I saw that in about 2003.
It's Sean Pertwee. He's got his fucking intestines hanging out and that.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, push it back in. Push it back in. And he goes, oh, that's a fucking... He goes, knock me out. And he fucking punches. He goes, I said, knock me out, you can't. Not fucking tap me. Fucking brilliant. But yes, Jason Statham's like, fuck it all. Yeah. I'm here to transport your snort. Yeah. Who else? Elton John. Can you do an Elton John? You're going to sing a song.
I can only sing. I can't do the voice.
Can I do sing an Elton John song?
Rocket Man, burning on the streets of heaven now.
You ever heard of William Shatner's version of Rocket Man?
And I think it's going to be a long, long pause.
It's up there, isn't it? He does it really well, because he always goes, pack my bags. Free flight.
I
2 hours.
I don't think I could listen to a whole album of it, but I do enjoy the odd Shatner track.
It is good. But Elton John's more like, I don't fucking care anymore, I don't give a shit, I don't fucking take it away out of my fucking face. Remember we did a documentary where he just went off on one.
I don't know, I wouldn't have fucking...
They called it Tears
it.
And Tiaras.
Ooh.
It was back in the 90s.
Nah, no interest.
And who was the other guy we had? Simon Cowell.
I'm a cunt.
I think just that was the worst podcast I've ever heard in my life. I just want to go home and rape your family because you deserve to cry. So there you go. But yep. Yeah, some good impression there. Really good. Mr. Keir there, he done really well with his Simon Cowell because...
Well, he said it in an American accent.
He was himself.
The tone of voice was there. The accent was miles out, but it didn't matter because the content of the delivery was bang on.
Bang on. So there's a million...
So we're deducting points for smugness.
Yeah, a million points deducted from that one.
Yeah.
We loved the snort from Tia, from Amy Childs. The snort. That was great. So 500 points there. BUI, you know, they're going to get a couple of extra 1,000 points on that one. So let me tally up all the scores. I've got to move this decimal around. Put this one here. Times out. Well, I've got to put it underneath. Yeah, I've got to add that one on 2. Times by 3.
Yeah, yeah, get on with
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah. Wow. The winner of this round, our winner of this podcast, this episode, is you, Will. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
You want to say any thank you to him? How did you do that?
Well,
that's amazing. I think you've done very well, mate.
I'm kind of confused. But I'll take the win.
You've done really well.
Take any win.
I think, you know, you don't be so humble. You know what I mean?
I did work hard for it.
I think you did pretty well.
And it will properly piss Keir off.
No, it's down on the sheet.
Oh, in that case, it's legitimate.
I can put it in my email box.
You can
show
your workings.
Can't you see here? Look, see this bit here? It was that bit that did it for you.
Oh, you've written in invisible ink again, haven't you?
Ah, no, it's that bit there.
Yeah,
so
it was all that spy training.
It was all the bonus bits that you didn't realise that you had gotten. So yeah, you won them points. So I think that's amazing. So amazing. Well, you win this one, and you get the £1,000 jackpot.
Yeah. Which turns out it was all about who can do the best English accent.
Yeah, it's not me, is it?
Yeah. BUI tried, but they kind of slipped geographically.
So this has been episode 16 of the Ask an American podcast. I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't know either.
But yeah, it's been fun. If you want to contact us, you can at Twitter. You can find us at Barker Podcast and at Oddcast Podcast. Go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com. That is the site for all oddcasts related shit. But even now, you can go to the podgodsnetwork.com, because that's where you will find every great Podgods podcast. It's the main. I mean, this is a fun podcast. You know, we banter. Mr. Kia, he may be crying now, choking his chicken, but he knows.
Do you think he always cries while he's choking his chicken?
I think he's like, why? I just want to be right.
I want you to be able to use more than one thumb and finger.
But, you know, it's all in jest. We're all good friends, kind of. We're friends that rape each other.
Well, I don't actually like you.
Well, exactly. It's like this podcast, though. Like, who cares?
But the rape's kind of fun.
Yeah, if you're in, you know, we've got common ground.
Yeah, exactly. So we take turns.
Yeah, so, yeah, this has been Ask an American, episode 16. Join us for episode 17. So, hope you've learned something today. So,
yeah. You want
to say your goodbyes, Will?
Bye.
Ask an American. Three podcasts in one. The podcast that comes with instructions. Wham bam, thank you, man.
We are blogging under the influence.
And we are the last podcaster standing.
Good afternoon, UK.
What's your name today?
We're like the hill.
We're stuck on this show.
We don't go away.
We're with you till you die.
Yeah, where the fuck? So you thought you'd know that.
This vintage 1996 dildo is 8.5 inches long with a girth of 5.25.
Okay, you guys just bumped yourself up on the queer ladder. Queer rise.
Ask an American.